Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
That's awesome.
Just a little.
Is that a tease for who's coming up? Well, welcome everybody to the Cudia Live again. Back here on a Thursday night. Little tie on Saturday, but a huge brew off. Put together by the Tailgate Show with our leading star of that, Justin. And he's straight in front of me right now. What's up, kiddo?
What's up, everybody? How's it going? Yeah, we did our jobs out in the parking lot, and you know, as most times, and we can only hope for the best inside the stadium. So, but that's out of our control.
We got a point there, so we're not getting beat. So that's big. And to my right, my boy, Paulie boy. What's up, kiddo?
What up? Mother Nature tried to beat us on Saturday,
and she lost.
She
didn't. Can't hold us down.
We beat Mother Nature Saturday. Just so everyone knows that. We beat Mother Nature.
We were scared shitless. Don't let anybody fool you.
we were running around like my dogs do with lightning.
Yes.
Like exactly. Running around neurotic, just, oh God. I'm going to try and look at every angle of this storm on my phone and it live and in person. No, this thing's going to be west of the stadium. Yeah. No problem. This thing is going to blow right over. And people are like texting us, hey, is this thing a go? Well, no, man, rain or shine. And the Brewers kept coming out. A couple of the Palm Beach guys, but they also have like 8 kids combined. Mm-hmm. So they had things that they were dealing with, but yeah, they slowly but surely got there. The Brewers, all they set up really early, which I would assume that early because the fans would have gotten there had there been
better
sunshine. So, but the Brewers were there, man. We almost had a fatality with a tent. The tent was on life support for the rest of the brew off, but it went good. It wasn't one of ours because we are experienced Lockhart tailgaters, and we've had many a tent flip and blow and dent cars and all kinds of shit.
That hasn't happened in a while, a tent flipping over. And
Well, here's the thing. We haven't used a tent in a while.
That's true, too.
Because the Reese Brothers put up like one tent, and that's about it, because the tree usually covers the sun. And I was saying when we were there on Saturday, this is one of the first times we've dealt with rain all season, both seasons.
It's the day of our brew-off.
Yeah, the biggest day for us, yeah. So, but yeah, it was good. Those guys got their tent kind of battened down And man, it was just.
And I always forget that one kid's name. He cracks me up. The one that set up the entire club,
Jonathan,
off his beer.
John. Yeah, he from Courtside Brewing. He
that dude's a pisser.
He hit for anybody listening that wasn't there. He had a regular tailgating tent, and then he put up sheets on two of the four sides, and then on the third of the fourth side, he put up one of those kind of hippie-looking medieval. Tribal looking sheets, you know, and it had like a logo, like an emblem on it. It wasn't his, but it was just tribal. It was kind of cool looking. And then he cut some holes in the sheet so that let the air go through. And dude, during the rain, like theirs was the spot because the rain was coming sideways and it was just hitting that sheet and it wasn't coming in. It was dark in there and calm. Yeah. They had candles lit. They had a table in the middle of it. What John explained it to be was not the corporate brew-off style environment where you're just pumping out beers and you're here, turn around, vote for me, turn.
They brought a house plant.
Yeah. They did.
And listen, if it didn't rain, there would have probably been sex in that little canopy there.
Because there was areas of it. When you go in, it was kind of like a Harry Potter one, if you know. Like, it looks small, but then when you go in, it's like there's 3 rooms to it and stuff. And you can kind of wind your way around.
And
so,
that front was a door almost, you know, because he kind of was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could go in and go to the right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was cool.
Yeah. So
that was very chick friendly. Like if you were a girl, you walk in, you're like, I feel so comfortable.
And then you come out pregnant. But yeah. His was you know, and fast forward to the winnings, he ended up winning a trophy. But I was gonna throw him some kind of nomination for some
honorable
sort of
mention.
Thing. Honorable mention because at the end, because I really enjoyed his setup, and you know, he brought you in there, and he had a good speech. His beers was a it was called the Hakka Ale, which Hakka being a dance that warriors do in New Zealand, and all his everything from the beer was out of New Zealand, flown in, special for the brew off. So. Yeah, so his was a very cool setup. He had the whole total package, I thought.
And, you know, I know we thanked him a million times, right? But I guess one more good thank you to all the brewers for brewing such great beers and letting people come out and try them. It was an awesome event, and obviously it's not an event without those guys. So, you know, just another big hoopla. Hello, thank you very much.
Thanks to Julian for coming by from Riverside Market in Fort Lauderdale.
Absolutely.
He's got a brew off coming up, so check out Riverside Market, probably on Facebook. Would be the best place to check it out and check his brew off. And then Aaron Kaha, one of the other brewers, the one that won People's Choice, I think. Yeah, People's Choice, he won. He's hosting a brew off with the Fort Lauderdale Firefighters Benevolent, and it's a charitable brew off to raise money for a young man who's actually was just cleared of lymphoma cancer. So a pretty cool event. It's a October event. I don't know the exact date, but again, he told us on our show, and you can go to his go to their Facebook page. We've posted it on our Facebook page. So
very good. So let's talk about the match a little bit, right? Is that where we're on? You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
What did you guys think? The first half, I thought, was a lot of people weren't even in there by then, right, by the first half. Matt, were you in there the first half? Come here. Sit down for a minute.
Yeah, I came in real late. I was –
Well, it was 2,400, I think.
I was. Yeah. I came in about – I would say about the 12th minute, I think it was.
I came in at like the 60th.
I was still groggy at that point. You know what I mean?
I was out front first watching our kegs because our kegs weren't killed. So I was kind of mining those to make sure that the parking lot was kind of empty. And then my buddies, my one that I was sort of in charge of, kind of like how people go in charge of you, Manny, he was a bit drunk. He was also talking to some ladies, so I was trying to make sure that you know, he had his proper wingmanship hanging out. I didn't want to leave my wingman, you know.
Hey,
so,
man, you're a good wingman. What are you going to do?
You know,
you're quality.
Not Maverick.
He's not like a real wingman. He's kind of... a different type of wing.
I'll jump on the grenade. I'm not going to take her home, but you know, I'll pretend like I'll work it so that he's got enough to sink his. He's got to sink that hook. I got to wait till he sinks the hook.
Right, then I'm out.
And then when it's time, he walks around the corner. Peace.
See you later.
I'm gonna bail.
Just before explosion of the grenade,
I have to make sure that chick doesn't know what room or wherever he went with her. That way, she can't storm and go, "We gotta go."
Yeah. Start banging on the door.
Yeah. So. No, I'm not. I will not. I would not go all the way, because that would put me in jeopardy at my home life. But, but when I'm out with the guys, I got their back.
Nice.
So Matt, before we get in the game, what about the brew off? Would you?
The from what I remember, which probably means it's a good thing, right?
That's a great brew off.
Yeah. You even brought the missus.
I did bring the missus for once. Yeah, and she made the most of the cider. But
what did she make of Chris being all googly-eyed over her? What'd she make of that?
I know we got a train here, but I think the bus just rolled through.
Yeah, this is really weird, and I don't think this has anything to do with soccer. I do remember, but it has nothing to do with soccer.
But you asked about the brew-off.
Yeah. We're still on the brew-off. We haven't gotten to football yet.
Oh, right. we got her quickly. I want to get off this subject.
But that cider was... In my opinion, I feel like... I know the categories were loose, to say the best, to, you know, to say the least, I guess. But, you know, he just added whiskey in a shot of in beer. So it's like...
No, not even beer.
No, it was
apple
cider.
Juice.
It was cider.
Yeah, it was cider.
But you know what? I went there like 3 times.
No, I know you did.
I loved it. That's up my alley. I like cider. I love Fireball. Okay.
It was like having a, if you go out to the bar and you get a Angry Balls.
Yes.
It's, you know, usually you'd take Angry Orchard, but... This guy had his own cider.
And the spice pumpkin. Pumpkin beer and a shot of Fireball.
Dino. Oh, you can do that too?
Dino.
Oh, man.
To me, that was just the thing to get fucked up with.
Oh!
That totally was, dude.
That was the place you wanted a little shot. You want a beer, you get effed up. You go right to that spot. You get to do it.
Well, and I hadn't even tasted it, and they had to get a hold of me to say, you need to go over and judge that.
Yes.
Because he's about to run out.
Yeah.
I think that was
me.
I think that was you that had to come grab me.
Yeah, because he told me, he's like, hey, listen, people are drinking this, a lot of it, and yeah. I haven't seen Justin yet. I'm like, all right,
we can get him. That was Greg from West 23, and he won, I think, second or third place in People's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
So he did well for himself.
He benefited from that, from the fact that my wife only drinks cider, so she took my token to give to him so she could just have endless amounts of cider. So,
yeah.
You've got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, hey, listen.
Yeah.
That's a win-win for you, though.
Yeah, she was hammered.
Exactly.
And what's the other win?
And I heard she was barbecuing, too.
Yeah, and banging drums.
Where did she barbecue? Is she barbecued in the Flight 19 zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was manning the grill, man.
No crap.
Yeah. Her and Ryan OD.
Yeah.
Which is...
I would not let my wife grill with OD, just so you know.
Why?
What?
He's a suave boy.
You got to watch that.
Matt's equal with good-looking as him.
But he's got a silver tongue, that kid.
But he hasn't got the accent.
So. Yeah, that's true.
But he's a citizen.
Win that.
Yeah. Oh. He has citizenship.
So does she.
Yeah, but he's got more. Here, I'll finish it. Matt's got more dough. Done.
If you were going to get with Ryan O'D, you had to be on the equal level with him of where he was at that night.
There wasn't many people at that level.
It was a giraffe's ass, I heard.
He won superstar that. He was a superstar that whole...
O'D is such a trip. He makes... You know, listen, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say this. You know, he replaced Mike big time. Not that they weren't around together, but if not for O'D, we would have... You know, he reminds me of Mike. You know, that young college and... You know, just pumped up kind of dude. You know what I mean?
Good energy.
Yeah, yeah. Good energy. Right. College energy, which is good energy.
Yeah, because we're all old.
I miss that energy, boy. Whoa. There were some crazy nights. Oh, I forget that.
I forget.
So who officially won? I kind of missed that for some funny reason.
The brew-off was Maltese Cross Brewing won... People's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
People's Choice. And then we'll go with grand prize winners. And then for Judge's Choice was Barley Works Brewing. And they with their
Sours. Yep.
I know a lot of
people
with the judges.
How did that win? What did that win? That placed for me the Sours. I really thought that was a different and good beer.
Yeah.
It wasn't my first place though.
When we judged it and I said to Julian, I'm like, yeah, I got my winner already. He's like, really? Who do you got? I'm like, well, I said to him, no, who you got? You know, so he kind of laughed. I'm like, I go, I got the Sours, man. I love that. He goes, I got the Sours too.
Well,
I was like, no way.
That's
dude.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Well, and the way we ran it was you pick three. And you put them in your order, first, second, and third. First place gets 3 points, second place gets two, and third place gets one. Just because I knew with the amount of brewers that we were going to have, we needed to be able to compile the points because we're not going to all come down to three brewers that are going to win first, second, and third place, so we needed to divide it up. You know, every year we're expanding on the style and the way we're going to judge it and stuff like that, so it might be a little different next year, but we'll break it down.
We'll make another rule up as we go.
Yeah, we'll make a rule up the day before.
Let you know when you need to know.
What was your favorite, Matt?
I must admit, I did like Johnny's Courtside Brewing, the KPA, the Kiwi Pale Ale.
That was
Haka.
Good.
Haka, by the way.
Oh, Haka.
Haka. But yeah, it was... No, I like that. That was my kind of beer. So sours are just not my thing.
My first was 403's, the coconut blueberry porter. That was like my favorite.
Yeah, that was.
I like
really
Midnight
good.
City's Belgian.
Yeah, that was
I like
good.
That one.
Which one was that one? Was that the
White Peach Ale?
Did you get the White Peach Ale?
No.
No.
It had a little raisin taste to it.
I'll tell you what helps them is brewers that came over to give us. It gave us even more of a. Explanation about what was going on, you know, more of an introduction. So I'd say that probably gave them a couple bonus points when it came to down to the judging and stuff like that.
To someone who kissed your ass, basically.
No, yeah. I mean, I just think you got better time. You got more time to deal with the person and deal with what they were bringing you. You know, having it come over on the show and stuff like that. So we'll make that. We'll do a judging scorecard, and you'll get two extra points if you come do the radio show next year.
Already another rule. Told you it'd be another rule.
That's a good rule.
You know what I'm saying? We'll break it down where it's a little different, where there's like it's like a 5-point scale, and you'll get automatically 2 points just for coming over and doing the show.
Yeah. I might have to back out of the point system. I might need a wingman to help me with points. It sounds like it's getting very pointy.
Like a porcupine.
Whoa, there's a lot of points.
There was a lot of beer to drink, though. That was a busy tailgate.
You could have gotten drunk just doing, which I think is why we didn't have a kill the keg.
You did.
I mean, I was drinking a lot of everything.
Right.
But someone could have come and just not had any of our kegs and just gone around and hit, you know, 11 of those 5-ounce cups. And they did.
Yeah, some of those did and went to the game and doesn't remember much of it I heard about. Yeah. Can't imagine anyone in particular who might have done that. But what was the score again?
1-1.
I was convinced at the end of the game we'd won, by the way. I was so happy. I was like, we win 1-0. And they were like, no, they scored.
We just scored last. That was it.
Yeah, we didn't know. I didn't know either. And you looked at me because I came in at like the 60th minute or something like that. And you're like, where the fuck were you? And I was like, I was outside mingling. And then I was mingling out like in the stadium. I was like, it just took me a long time. I could hear you guys.
I think maybe what we need to do is maybe do that on a different night one time. Just tell everybody that there is a match after. Nobody went after the goddamn brew off anyway. So just lie to them. Pay the team to turn the lights on. Say, oh, yeah, we're going in.
Next time we got to have it announced at halftime, I think. Get all those people in somehow, at least for a half.
Free advertising. That works.
Why can't we do that? How about this? We'll do it for an away game, right? But we'll show it on the blow-up screen inside the stadium. So the lights will be on. Everybody think, oh, yeah, we're going in to watch the game. We don't have to tell them they're not there. Right? Then they just – we have the brew off. Huh?
Hardwood cutouts.
All right, yeah, we'll do that.
No, it definitely is an idea. And we talked about that, I think, like the first year. But the hard thing was just getting these guys to commit because they're going to tell us, well, we've got this equipment and we don't want to leave this equipment in our car, or we've got – you know, if we bring a keg and we don't finish it, you know, that means we've got half a keg of our own beer that is going to get warm in our car. You know, we're going to get those complaints.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we do it on a non-game night. That way we can stay out there all friggin' night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm saying they turn the lights on. We tell them that we're going in, but we're really not.
Yeah.
And we just stay out all night and drink with them.
That would be just a brew-off.
Yes.
That would defeat the purpose of the real reason why we're doing this is to get people to go to Strikers game.
Let's not worry about the real brew-off reason right now. Let's worry about having a nice time with beers. All right?
So then we'll do 2 brew-offs a year.
Okay.
An away game.
Yeah.
We'll do
separate
ones.
Then we won't have anybody charging us for parking.
Yeah, see?
The parking will be free.
Hold on. You're making my idea better. You know that, right?
Hey, them parking guys were out there enjoying themselves during the brew.
I saw a few of them walk by with beers. I pointed at him. I go, hey, he goes, shut up.
Yeah. We're going to put that tent back.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing. They're like, they're making us move the tent.
Yeah. We told them the week before, well, listen, we're going to block it off this week. You're not going to be able to get through here.
And then
they
forget. Well, he's old.
No,
he's
they
confused.
Knew. And then it's like, they're probably like, we have to move it. It's like, all right, just move it.
Sorry, we got Tom on our side next year. He already promised me, so he'll be working with us. Maybe we'll do something even bigger. Maybe we'll crank up the air conditioning in that tent.
Oh, then we don't have to worry about that. Yeah, can you imagine that?
That tent might not even be there. They might tear that tent down.
You could do it in the big tent. Want to move the whole thing over there?
Yeah.
We might not be there.
Next August, that side of the stadium could have construction workers. You know.
Be a launching pad.
They like to drink, too.
God sparing. Yeah. Let me throw that in.
We'll charge those guys and have them come over after work. The construction guys.
During work.
During work. You're working at a football stadium, bitch.
I fell off a crane.
But it turned out really well. You know, so
absolutely.
It was exciting, and we had a good time. It goes by so fast. It just rockets by. Thanks to Kenny. Kenny was working hard, selling the cups, getting people entered.
I think Kenny had the best job. I did like a 5-minute stint back there, and it was fun. I like that.
It really is kind of, especially with the tens and like I don't know. I did it a couple times too, where I knew Kenny had been back there, and I was like, you know, let me give him a spell so he can go out and taste some beers, and it's. People walk up and then, you know, they're all pretty nice and you give them a talk and then I'd try and spit a little Strikers game or a little Flight 19 game at them and then we had the Home Depot pouches and I could just pull change out of one side and boom, 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 you know, and get them registered. Whereas the year before, it was so confusing. And I think because Kenny made sure that we had everything set up prior, so all we had to do was pop the cup out. It had the wristband, it had the coin,
yeah,
everything.
We had a whole assembly line there doing that.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you've got shit organized here.
Almost. Crazy, yeah, man. We're almost legitimate.
We were a factory in the right there at the beginning.
Soon enough,
put a coin
be...
in, put a wristband in, put it in the cup, move it to
if
the
you
right.
If you put a bunch of people together and expect them to be organized, it wouldn't be the tailgate show, would it?
No. But we're smart.
We just act stupid.
We fake it. We're good fakers.
I'm a great actor.
And we got enough good workers to do, because then Flight 19 handled their own. We said you do the grill, you figure that food thing out. So well, I don't know if we have a report on them on their TIFO fund for that.
I don't know. Yeah, but Kenny,
we might never see them dudes again, so it's, I don't know.
It is what it is. All right, so tell us about this first half that we missed doing drinking things.
Well, apparently Atlanta scored, which I missed, kind of. I forgot, I guess. But no, we didn't look too excited.
Well, their
in
goalie
first
was
half.
On fire. I mean,
more in the second half, I think. The first half we looked a little bit flat. Crowd seemed a bit flat as well. I think it was the lowest announced attendance so far this year. It was like 2,054 or something. It was pathetic.
That was the rain.
Yeah,
it
was, killed us.
It rained. I think the summer, there's, you know, kids are off school and stuff. I don't think that helps. And I mean, the first half was. Was meh, basically. I don't think, you know, we didn't look too exciting. Didn't make many options. Interesting, did you see the highlights that they put up on
the
website?
Yeah, no sound.
And if you looked at the stats, apparently we had like 20 shots on target. If you watched the highlights, we had two.
Yeah.
It was like, where did that come from? It was like every single one was Atlanta.
Big
like,
deal, it's like, 1-0 off. I don't understand.
And you know what? They cut off Fafa's Lockhart leap, too.
What?
See that?
They I know.
That's dumb.
It's conspiracy, dude. They don't want to show it.
No. It's like when they're fighting, when they don't show those as well.
Don't show
the streakers.
Yeah, don't people show people having fun.
Yes.
No. It's none of that.
We're trying to stop that Lockhart leap.
You better not.
We want to see some international players scoring goals. None of you Americans
having fun. What was it? What was their tweet? It was like a Caribbean week or something for goals or something. Did you see that or something?
I don't get what that's the selling point.
Like,
I don't get it, man.
I don't know.
Did
you see that, though?
Yeah,
right?
I did. Yeah, look. Yeah. This Trinidadian guy got this. This guy got that. This guy got that.
Why?
Chris Nurse got another yellow card.
Is he allowed to play yet?
Yeah, I don't know what that sells for. I don't know what. All right, you know, they're trying to sell it to, I guess, certain people. But
you're trying to pinpoint your market. You're trying to say, listen, if you know, if you're a Caribbean fan, we have Caribbean guys. Come watch this Caribbean.
Yeah, but does that sell in
they
indie?
They never say.
Huh?
Go in mind. This is a national league. Does that sell in indie? It sells down here.
Listen, I don't know. I'm just taking a stab in the dark. What they might be trying to do.
I don't know.
You don't think that's possible with their
See what
thinking?
Happens when you talk... He's been talking to Aaron Davidson. You see, see the shit now he's getting into? See this?
At no time did I dodge a question, so that's not true.
He's a traffic mole now,
yeah,
is that it?
No, he's a fanboy.
A traffic fanboy.
Listen, I want him on the show. Yeah, I'm going to kiss his ass until he gets here.
But, No, it wasn't too exciting. I don't think there was anything.
There's the one
missed.
I don't know his name, but he plays defense for Atlanta. He has like dreads, and I love when we play against him. Fafa probably knows his name, but he's guy with dreads. I just love. I love yelling at him. I love when he comes to town.
He's fun to yell at.
Yeah. To be honest, it was quiet in the stands as well. It was like there was obviously a pushback from the.
The tailgate overlapped the game a little bit this week.
There was a few people who didn't show up till halftime. So, Paulie, when did you come in?
I came in, I think it was 2 minutes before halftime.
Yeah, because you were out there with me for a while.
Yeah, and what time did you get in, Jay?
I was probably 60th minute.
But you know what it was? It was like we had to talk to the brewers and stuff.
We were being professionals. We needed to. And the thing is, we didn't give out the awards until like 7:40.
Yeah,
it was close. So because I know looking through my GoPro videos of it, like it's timestamped like 7:35, 7:40, and I was like, shit, dude. So the game had already started, and I mean, I know I could hear the drums. The drums echo down through the stands there.
Yeah, right behind
them. I've never heard it from behind the stands.
And what time did you get in, Chris?
Halfway through. About 12th minute, I would say.
About halfway through.
Halfway. So first quarter. He made it in for the end of the first quarter.
Halfway through the first half.
Yeah, 12 minutes. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
12 minutes. Sorry, I just got that part.
Yeah. Where's that falling?
No, it's all right. It's all right. You guys played dumb. It's fine. Keep it going.
He went about it. He made it in after about the first dime.
Yeah.
Seemed like we
you want me to be honest with you? I really don't even know when exactly.
Just pick the number.
Yeah. I like 12. Joe Namath.
It sounds about half.
Seems like we had a lot of corners that second half. We had a lot of corners, a lot of – I mean, I know Ali had a good opportunity there.
Oh.
That he missed or
that
hit
was,
to
that
the
was
right.
Demoralizing. I mean, it was just that tip from the keeper. I mean, you know, he needs a goal. Right? I mean, it's been a while.
We haven't scored on a corner yet, right? Is that was that the thing?
I don't think we've ever scored on a corner, have we?
We've never, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but we have.
Go on.
I don't think so.
Nunez.
Well, no, on the second, but not on the first header, though. It's spun down a couple of times. We've taken it on the second.
Nunez?
Not off straight off, a straight header off the corner. I don't think we've had a single...
No, because I remember saying that it was amazing that little dude finds a way to, you know, get his head on the ball.
Well, we've scored on a few corners. Rafa scored, I think, the first game of the season in the... whatever the first half of the season was called. I think he scored in the first game on a knockdown. But I don't think we've met the ball straight from a corner and headed it in any of the games, as far as I can remember. But again... I don't remember a lot of the games, so. Yeah. But I think especially with some of the people we've got, you know, when Steph plays, when Rafa's there, when even our boy over here who's gets his head up high somehow, so and Jennison's getting up there too. So I mean, we expect with a bit of the height we've got, I'd expect some direct headers from a corner, but not yet. But yeah. So.
Well, hold on, we got a call here from the 305. What?
Miami.
What's up, MIA?
Hello?
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes.
Totally.
What's up? It's Al from 403.
Hey, how's it going, Al?
Nice.
What's up, kid?
Man?
You got a 305 phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We got 305 everywhere, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, the keys are 305.
You know why? That's what I'm thinking. I'm going back to the Tampa thing. That's what I'm going back to. But they don't live in Tampa.
Oh,
they went to college in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's where I'm getting confused.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up?
Nothing.
What's going
on,
man? Just chilling out. I was listening to the show, and just wanted to say that we had a good time last weekend, and look forward to it next year, and it's awesome, man. Had a good time.
Cool.
Did you try any of the beers?
I tried all the beers.
All right. So what'd you like?
I liked, who was it? The Barley Works. That was a good sour. I'd had that, actually, at one of the Sud Swaps in Miami.
Right.
Weeks back, and, Kaz, I actually didn't get to try his. I wanted to try the banana hammock, and by the time I went over there, it was too late. You know, you get busy, and you don't get to try, you know, every last thing. But
right. He was right next to you.
I know, but that's how crazy it gets, man. You just kind of, like, get lost in it all. But
think about it. Yeah, you guys had two guys pouring beers, and he only had one pouring beers. I don't know why. He had seven people hanging out at his tent. I don't know why he didn't get any of those people with firefighter shirts to pour beers and let him talk. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Just police bias again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's your problem with you and the firefighters, isn't it?
Yes. As a police officer, I would have delegated my jobs a lot better, so I could have sat back and done nothing. That's really the problem.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you were my number one pick. I loved your coconut blueberry porter. I think that one.
That's awesome, man. I heard that on the earlier, man. That was awesome. That's awesome. I appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, that was dynamite. Totally. I love that stuff. Yeah. Love it.
So, but yeah, man. So y'all having a good time tonight or what?
Absolutely. All right, man. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, hold on. Did you meet anyone from the brew off that you like? You're gonna go forward with stuff. Like, did you make any like, hey, let's do some stuff together? Or
did you hook
like,
up with anyone? Is what you're saying?
In a beer sense,
right?
Yeah. No, we always make a few connections. You know, it's growing. You know, it's slowly, but we'll see what happens. You know, it's all about you know, other than you know having people try our beers, it's about making connections also, and you know, slowly, you know, it's starts out little, but hopefully it'll grow into something bigger. So,
yeah, and we might try and do like a 403 tailgate. That way, we can bring some of their beers out. You know, I know we've still got cups left and stuff, so might do a little mini one brewer brew off kind of thing.
That'd be cool, man. Whatever, man. We're up for anything. Up for anything, man.
That's a great idea, Justin. We should roll that idea. That's a great idea. We got tons of, not tons, we got a bunch of beautiful brew off cups. We might as well use them. Let's buy a really dynamite beer and we'll, you know.
We'll buy them dinner, and then they may give us a keg for it.
We will give them cash, and we'll give them whatever cash they want for that. Come knock on 901 Cumberland Terrace if you have a problem with it.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you very
awesome,
much. You told us, where's the next place that anybody can go catch you guys, and then we'll let you go?
You mentioned it earlier, the Firefighters Benevolent Association Oktoberfest.
Good.
On October 18th.
There you go. That's what I needed, the date,
yep.
October 18th. October 18th,
yep.
Perfect. Raising some funds, doing a little brewing.
You going to bring that blueberry coconut there?
You know what? We did. I don't know. Aaron is the one that brewed it. Because we brewed at two different places. So I brewed down in KC Brews in Fort Lauderdale. So I don't know if we'll have that. We'll probably have some different beers. But, we'll see. We got some time. We can brew that up. So are you guys going to try to catch it?
Yeah, I'd like to.
I'd like to, too.
Forget what my schedule looks like on the
18th. I
got to
look at the Florida State schedule, see what's happening.
That's right. It's all about football now.
That is. Your calendar is affected by football now.
Oh, that's no, I'll right. be in New Orleans. I'll be in New Orleans on my friend's bachelor party. I'll be at New Orleans Brewing, or No Law Brewing. I'll be there, actually, that weekend, checking those guys out.
So the 18th?
Yeah.
So the 18th?
Yeah, the 18th, correct.
Yeah, the 18th.
Strikers are away, so that's it's a possible
cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, Strikers are away in Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That works perfectly.
They're away in Carolina. Schedule. No, it would be great. I'd go, but, you know, I got money dropped into a brew, or I mean into a bachelor party. So.
Oh. Same thing.
So I'll send my love.
All right, man. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon over there. And thanks for calling in, and totally thank you for being in our brew off. We totally appreciate it.
No problem, man. We had a good time.
All right, man. Take have a good one.
See
all
you
right.
Later.
All right.
Good times. Good times. All right. So then we go into the second half, right? What happens in the second half?
Second half was what's the keeper's name? Atty? Who's the Atlanta keeper?
God, I was yelling it all night, too.
Atty?
What's his first name? We were yelling his first name.
Atty.
We were harassing him.
Yes. But, dude, he pulled a game of his life out of his ass. I mean, I've seen him in a couple of previous games. He's played on the highlights and stuff. And he's made some clangers over this last couple of years. He's made some horrible mistakes. And yet, I guess he pulls them all out when we play him. I mean, you know, I mean, some of the saves he was making were ridiculous. He was pushing it around the thing, and yeah, I thought we. I mean, again, I think we deserve to score an awful lot more goals. And just
Kenny, what are you doing with Siri back there?
Asking on a date.
Sorry,
but
and it's Siri in a weird language too, right? Remember, it's Siri with an accent.
Did you change it to an English accent just to make it more?
Yeah, gives a shit.
You haven't changed your accent on Siri? No,
yeah, I did.
You haven't done that?
Anyway,
yes.
No, I thought we looked good. I thought we had a good half. I guess Gunter was a bit pissed at halftime and tore into some of the boys, and I think we came out looking completely different second half, and we went at them. And we scored our goal from our boy over here.
Nice.
I'm sure we'll go into more detail later.
Absolutely.
But I thought we looked really good. I thought we looked good going forward. Had an awful lot of shots. You look at the stats. That's always a good indication of how well you play.
Why the big swing? Why first half you could come out that flat and then play that much better in the second half? I mean, it's not different guys, and they're not shooting them up in the locker room or nothing. I don't think we have the money for juice. So what happens there in the second half?
I just think I don't know, I've played in those games before when somehow you just come out and it just doesn't feel right, and there's not that I don't know, just not that passion somehow. Somehow you just don't feel that fight. And it gave that impression. Maybe it's because it was quiet, maybe the weather, I don't know. It just it didn't feel right that first half. And the second half it was a completely different game, in my opinion.
And do you get it seems like we always say we play a lot better in the second half, which I know we always do, but is it a difference when they're always coming at us in the second half that maybe the game looks different also?
Yeah, I think you'll see more like detail of when we move forward. I think on the other end, you may not see it because it's that far away. You may not see the intricacies of what's going on, and maybe you see more of it and the close opportunities and you see it. I also think probably that with the weather that we have, I'm pretty sure the other teams are struggling second half with the, you know, with the humidity and stuff. I mean, these other guys aren't used to this. So, you know, we train in it, we play in it, and we pick up the second half. And I think that makes a difference. We come on strong in the second half because we train in this. We're used to it.
Right.
And these other teams don't.
There's a good chance that, like in boxing, when the guy comes out and just fights so hard in the beginning, and if the guy sits back and waits long enough, he knows he's going to tire his ass out.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a little play there, you know, knowing that we have the stamina.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I think we have better stamina to deal with this type of weather. I think with that humidity that kicks in and how hot it is, I think a lot of these teams aren't used to it. I mean, I know Atlanta gets hot in the summer, but, you know, it's not like this.
I'd love to see that strategy on the chalkboard. Let's lay back.
I wouldn't say it's laid back, but I would say a lot more jabbing defensive. Than not trying to knock out.
Go defensive and just...
Yeah, I think it's a war of attrition, yeah. Paul, right? Yeah. Doesn't matter whether you're in individual battles, it's when you win the war that matters. So I get the impression that we have a bit of that as well.
All arrows are pointing to the goal first quarter, then the arrows point up.
I love to see you say quarters. It's
fantastic. Half.
And this guy's making fun of me with lay back. Out of that whole conversation, you picked lay back as the thing he wants to pick on.
I wasn't picking on that part.
Well, you kind of did.
No.
You brought up lay back. I thought lay back was weird.
Let's get him to the fourth quarter let's just get it to the fourth quarter and we'll win.
You're with the quarters. I was talking more boxing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in rounds.
But I thought we looked good again. I can't imagine a single game we've played this season where we've actually looked bad. I think we just we're unlucky, and I think it's going to come together.
No, we're still unbeaten, though, so that's still awesome.
That's four, still, right?
Yeah.
Five, right. It's Cosmos, a draw, win against Tampa.
Ottawa.
Draw against Indy, win against Ottawa, draw against Atlanta. So it's five straight, unbeaten. But and who do we play this weekend?
We need more three-pointers. Yeah, Edmonton.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard up there.
Edmonton on Sunday,
right? And that's on turf one, right?
But you know, the last time they went to Edmonton, they had that great game, right? Remember,
that's
they were the picture in the locker room.
Oh, kind of, we need to. Let's just
that was a big game. That was like, hey, listen, this is pretty good. We got a good team going on here, type game.
Yeah. We need to just repeat that shit. Just get almost, a Xerox copy.
They're almost flying to Alaska. I mean, it's that far away. That's how far this game is.
They see Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Yes, I do have a map on my wall in the office of the United States, and Edmonton's not on it. Even though you've got most of Canada on there, Edmonton's too far north. It's off the top. So every time I play Edmonton, I look up, where's Edmonton? I'm like, I've got no idea.
It's that far? All the way, like, past Alaska?
No. It's past the end of my map.
He's serious, too.
Well, and then in the combined standings.
He's right.
In the combined standings, the Strikers are tied with Tampa in fourth place. So, but Tampa does have a game in hand. So, you know, we're wanting them to lose.
Nothing like having one in your hand.
Like every week.
Yeah. So, but especially need them to lose right now, you know. So, and then we'll, so that way we can take over fourth place. Solid. So, I don't know what Tampa's got as far as a schedule or what they're...
In that fourth place, that means that's in the playoff system,
yeah,
right?
That means we'll go to the next level.
It's not called playoffs, though, right? What is it?
The
championship series.
Remember we're talking to the Ottawa guys and we're saying about who's your rival and they said New York, and then they said, well, what about Edmonton? They're like, well, that's a four-day drive.
Yeah. Four-day drive.
Yeah, something like that. It takes 4 days to drive out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not close.
Yeah. And no one drives 4 hours to go to 4 days to go to Edmonton.
4 days.
Yeah, it's not much of a rival.
That's like driving past Texas, dude. I mean, that's
yeah.
Paul knows.
It's pretty Paul far knows. Drive.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you could drive 10 hours and still be in Florida.
Can you?
Well, yeah, right. Starting Key West all the way to Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. Right, starting Key West, yeah.
Well, is that part of Florida?
Yes, it is.
Like, yep.
Wow, they're their own republic, aren't they?
Someone's going geography.
No, they're not a republic.
The Conquer Public.
Hey, I got to whip something out, I know, dude, or everybody's going to know how stupid I am.
Yes, I think you're right. You can drive 10 hours from Key West. And
thank you.
Well done. Well, check one on geography for the week.
She gets one gold star.
I feel like my SAT just went up.
Your SAT?
Yeah.
What about your IQ?
Oh, I don't know about that.
He gets a smiley face sticker on.
Do you think they're going to let Fafa take over media this week?
Oh, not again.
Every week.
Yeah. Fafa again.
I think Berlusconi's just given up his job.
He loves himself enough. You got to give him... are you going to tell him take more selfies?
This is how much.
Stupid?
This is how much toilet paper I used after dinner tonight.
Yeah. He always had that big-ass smile on. I'm like, why the hell is that guy so happy all the time? What? I want that.
He forgets that it's not his Twitter or his Instagram account, and he's like taking like bed photos. Like he's laying in bed, like snuggled up with my little bunny.
You're going to have to put your shirt on for this one, Fafa.
And he's like, oh, crap. If somebody texted, bro, you sent that on the Strikers account. Oh, my bad.
Is that maybe your girlfriend?
Who do you think makes the decision? Mulroy? Like, should we give it to Fafa this week? Who should we give the account to?
You think it goes that high? I don't think it gets past the Reese brothers. You think it goes that high? He makes the call on this one. Let Derek decide.
Yeah. Steve goes, hey Derek, who do you think? And that's about it.
Is it Nunez or Fafa?
and they got to figure out who they know the language to, who they can speak to. I mean, how many people can you ask?
I don't think
we know what
downloaded Nunez's keyboard for his language yet.
Yeah. Oh, great. Now Kenny's going to turn Siri back on. Please, don't mention that shit.
Here. Right, while we're sitting here giggling and laughing, I'll play this.
Everybody get up. Hey, Striker fans. You've been to the red light district. You've danced at the tailgate. You know someone who's having an event? Maybe you are. They call me DJ Applehead. And this is what I do. You gotta just turn it up. You gotta just turn it up. Check us out at whiteTieAffairs.com. When we up in the club, all eyes on us, all eyes on us, all eyes on us.
Ultra!
Ultra!
Do you want top-notch soccer guests? Well, we got them on Ultra's Alive every Monday night at 9 p.m. We talk to everybody from Fort Lauderdale Strikers to MLS, local media to national. So go to ultrasalive.com every Monday night at 9 p.m. to get your soccer fix. So listen up, Peter Brown.
Deal with that little punk. I mean, why is he such a dick? So you would agree he's a nugget.
And Uncle Ed.
Great, great. Good time, good time. That's awesome.
UltrasAlive.com every Monday night, 9 p.m.
Guys, get your head out of your fucking asses and let's put this show on the road.
You ride that Fafa train?
Yeah.
That's who's joining us now.
You're
running the train, the Fafa train. What's up, Mr. Fafa?
What's going on, my man?
How are you, man?
Good to be back.
Yeah, huh?
Definitely.
We had to get you back. You're on fire.
I'm trying.
We're totally using you. I mean, you're the hottest thing out. We got to have you on the air.
I'm trying. Just trying to keep it going, man.
Chris wants your secret to life.
All right.
Basically. What is...
Yeah.
He wants it.
Yeah.
Sleep. It's those pictures I was talking about. It's that bunny rabbit that he curls up.
Sleeping selfies.
See that?
The two S's. The two S's for success in life.
Yeah. Sleep and selfies.
S plus S equals success.
That is awesome.
Oh,
dude.
Wow, that rhymes.
You've been finding the net, I mean, a bunch, huh? I mean, 7 out of 14 matches. So, I mean, that's, almost a half a goal. Is that good?
Half a goal per game.
Like,
yeah. He can
or
rip
how
the ball.
Or every other game.
Yeah, we'll just or 50% of the games he's scoring a goal in.
Or how about a lot of goddamn goals?
Yeah.
All right.
That
and that's awesome, dude. I mean, What do you think? What is your secret? Is there a secret?
I'm just not putting pressure on myself to score, and I think that makes it a bit easier. And of course, for example, last goal wasn't too difficult. You know, I just followed the play, and Martin was he did a great move on the side and pushed it hard in, and I was just able to get on the end of it. But
so you're able to pick up a lot of trash sometimes too, or.
Yeah,
opportunistic, yeah. Just in the right place, the right time, and enough poise to put it in.
Definite. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes I don't get the opportunities that I want, or sometimes it's not as easy to come by. But then I somehow get rewarded, maybe by an easier goal than what I was looking for. So, I'm definitely happy for that. My teammates are doing well. We're all doing well, gelling together, and we're just looking to keep going at that, keep winning games and. Trying to get goals
and not losing.
Yeah, and definitely trying.
Yeah,
to
the best thing being able to finish it, and not blast it over the goal or blast it wide, and just you guys being able to finish that ball.
Yeah.
And that's the best because we're getting the shots, and that's something that we haven't had in years past is the ability to get the shots to get up there. We used to have some miraculous ones from Mark or something like that, but Mark's not having to do that. We're actually getting the opportunities where we're getting up close and we're. Getting the shots this season, it seems like, compared to seasons past, that, we're not used to seeing the shots on goal, I feel like we'd go games without seeing a decent shot on goal sometimes in the past, so, that's the exciting part.
Are you in the best shape of your life right now?
Physically, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah?
I mean, we're in South Florida, so that helps.
Because it seems when you're out there, you are running like you're crazy out there. You don't stop. You're full blast. It's incredible to watch you out there run that hard and fast, and you're. It seems
like he double taps the X button, so he gets
incredible.
That burst of speed.
You are really just full blast. It seems like you're in a better shape than other people.
There goes that head getting bigger. Go ahead, Papa.
Look how big it is compared to that train on your shirt.
The other day we said we were talking about marathons, and we were saying if we were to imagine a marathon, you'd be a marathon runner.
Probably be terrible, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's what I was trying to tell them.
There's no ball.
Yeah, he has nothing he's running after.
Yeah, when the ball's there and the adrenaline's going, and you just hate losing. I hate losing, so it's just, especially if we're down 1-0 or if it's a tie game, if we can win the game, I'm not going to stop. But that's what it is. I don't know if it's shape or you have to have some kind of physical shape. But
so you're saying South Florida is getting you in better shape at the heat?
I think it's more like dog racing where they chase the rabbit. He needs the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They're chasing the finish line.
Yeah.
So
you're in your best shape.
I'm feeling physically. Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm definitely feeling good right now.
I mentioned a couple shows ago. You had one coming down towards us at a home game that looked like you had a Stretch Armstrong hip or something like that. The ball was bouncing out, and it was one of those that I just wrote off, and I said it's out. And you were able to fly down. And your leg somehow stretched further than it probably should have been able to.
Is that going towards the 19?
Yeah.
Going towards play 19.
Okay.
Yeah, coming into our corner in front of the home stands or the GA stands or whatever, the bench.
Right.
Going past the bench into that corner, and you fucking threw your leg out there, and it stayed in, and we were like, I was like, bro, I was about to take a sip of beer because the ball was going to be going back the other way or stuck in the midfield or get about to do a throw in, and dude, I was like, holy crap!
Yeah. Your leg shot out, and you put your toes so far out, it looked like a ballerina. Your leg went. Anyway,
funny you mention that. I'm actually starting ballet classes soon.
Nice.
I saw
on Facebook that you were looking today for
some flexibility
stuff.
I need to increase. I want to increase my flexibility and range of motion. So. Starting either a ballet class or maybe a Pilates.
That's all the pro teams, football teams are doing.
Yeah,
that too.
Jerry Rice did it. It changed his game. So.
They're getting into yoga and just stretch their bodies different ways and stuff.
Yeah, we talked to Stefan, and he said that worked for him for the longest. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him right now, but for the longest time, he was able to break through, pass up on injuries because of yoga.
Yeah,
you know, that big ass fucking guy.
He's tall.
The giraffe.
That's what I call him.
Me too.
So I can't see a negative side to doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
It definitely should help. Should be a plus.
And just making you better.
Girls in yoga outfits.
And ballet, I would imagine there's a couple of chicks there.
I'm maybe in my age range. I don't know if they might be young.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to be with the beginners.
Yeah, don't get in no trouble, all right?
I don't want to be in any kind of trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Just do ballet by yourself.
I'll be in the front of the class.
Yeah. Right against the mirror.
Here's another thing. I know that the professional ones, nasty toes. Just stay away from the toes because of that. Those shoes.
Can't wear standing on there all the time.
The peep toe shoes, you don't want to see those.
Right.
Fafa arrested.
Seriously.
No,
hey, Lisa Stryker's got in the news. Thanks.
Today, Fort Lauderdale Strikers forward Fafa Picault.
Absent from ballet class.
We just doubled our promotion.
Yeah.
When you went from zero to negative, it's, you know.
Yeah. Tom might go, well, it's okay, I guess, but I think we're going to lose the youth teams now.
I wish they would have mentioned it on Saturday.
Now that we got a registered sex offender on our team.
Yeah, no more clinics.
Yeah, Fafa's going to lose money, too, because he can't go work the clinics.
So was this weekend, was it slow for you guys, or was it just like how the game went? You know, did it get a remake at halftime, or, I mean, what?
That happens at times, you know. It's kind of like a dance, you know, when you get to a party, you don't want to dance yet. Or you want to dance, you're dancing, but you're not really fully in the groove, maybe.
No, I never felt that. I never had that experience.
No, you just show up and dance.
No, Paul can't dance.
Oh, you just can't dance.
Paul is whiter than white.
Like, just stand in the corner. That's you.
I can dance.
Can you?
Yeah.
No.
I just do it in private. That's all.
Yeah, all right. Hey.
Yeah, I sing in the shower, too.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, I mean, it was just a slow.
I'm sorry, this is not a serious interview. You know.
Nah, this is great. This is fun. I'm having a blast.
I think our chore now, or I think our thing now, is going to try and see how we can get him to not talk and just get him laughing. Yeah. So we just keep.
I swear to God, we had Fava last night. We didn't hear him. Well, he was laughing.
Yeah.
The first half it was a little bit rough. The coach had a good talk at halftime and got us back into perspective. So we just went back out in the second half and tried to do a bit better. Tried to attack more.
Do you feel
Ati was blocking?
Do you feel physically better in that second half than they do? Like you can tell if they're gasping. You can tell if they're bent over.
Oh, definitely. You see a lot of games. Even away, just because I feel naturally we're getting in better shape here. So even when we go to other teams' homes, it's a bit easier for us in the second half. You know, we're already getting in our second lungs, and you know, we're just used to training in brutal conditions. South Florida's hot,
so it's noticeable.
Yeah, I feel it in the games. I look at the defender and I can tell he's not used to it.
Right.
Especially when they come down here. That's
got to be a cool feeling knowing that.
Oh, it's great.
I know I'm going past you when I watch it.
Yeah.
I see you. You
start breathing. 70th minute.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, it's rough for us in the stand. Yeah.
I've had even my some buddies come down from Europe, you know, to train in Miami with big European clubs, and they can't deal with it. You know, guys that play for Roma and play for other big clubs, they just can't. It's hot.
That's awesome.
It's really hot. So.
Well, that's good.
Getting in top condition.
Well, I mean, it shows. I mean, it's just you're flying.
I'm trying to fly. Yeah. One day.
So the Edmonton trip, right? I mean, long flight out there.
Really long.
You know, it's almost on Matt's map.
I heard it's past Alaska.
It's almost near Alaska.
It depends on what part of Alaska I think they're talking about.
Yeah, Palin.
Yeah.
Palin, Alaska. That's a new city, right?
It's another big game. You know, you're going up there. It's a team below us. Yeah. And, we're fighting for that fourth spot, I guess.
That's
you know.
Yeah, it's three points for the grabbing if we can get it done over there. So, you know, we're looking for 3 points definitely. I think we have a good record against. What was it? Seven wins, five ties, and two losses against them.
I think
something like that.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's five wins.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah.
Well, I know last time. I remember the last game we were up there was a big, pretty big one.
Oh, it was rough.
And I remember. Yeah. The locker picture and everyone celebrating. It was a good Strikers moment last Edmonton win.
Yeah, definitely. We went there. Our flight was delayed. We got there super late, I think like midnight. The game started snowing. Like, why is it snowing?
That's right. You had your sleeves over your hand.
That was the hand, the sleeve hand moment.
Yeah.
I was like, that's bad.
You look like the guy from Matchbox 20 there.
It was bad, man. It was honestly... And we found a way to get a win, and that was just a big boost to our morale at the time. And you know, hopefully we carry that memory into this weekend also.
You should for sure. I think.
I hope it doesn't snow.
No
snow
for sure.
Right?
But I think August. they get they sometimes when you watch them on Facebook, especially on those away
strikers?
Games.
Yeah.
No. really? But when you watch them on Facebook on those away games, seeing them all together, eating, and I don't know if it's – maybe they're it's like a little mini vacation type. I feel like they look loose and they look like they could win any away game when you see them like that. You know what I mean? If you feel like – you feel the fun coming out of them.
I agree.
I'm definitely – I mean, I consider everybody on the team my brother, so it's really like a – it's an actual family when we go out together. We have a blast. The hotels, we're either playing cards, joking around. Like you guys know, we're jokers.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's all that. I don't know if you saw the video of me and Martin dancing. We're dancing cumbia. Yeah, that's like 15 seconds because Instagram cut it. But that was, we were dancing for an hour. We're getting massage and just dancing for an hour. You know, just we try to stay, you know, stay positive and build camaraderie and just have a good time on the away trips to make sure that we, and, you know, we tune up, we tune in on around game time to make sure that we're focused on the game, but we try to have as much fun together and stay positive and stay close-knit as a group before that game time.
As the Gutta regime goes on now, more comfortable, still you feel the same, how does your feelings change or not change or whatever towards coach, his style, and, you know, how he's leading you?
Oh, it's definitely getting a lot easier. I mean, getting to know him more now, his soccer mentality, and also him as a person, get to talk to him more, figure out more what he wants from both the team and myself as an individual, and that's something that's very important for me. You know, we also have, you know, we can speak about other things, but, you know, still a professional relationship, so it's great. It's easy to work under. He tells me when he's not happy with something I'm doing, or if he is happy, or if he wants me to do more of something, which runs he wants me to make more. And he also speaks to the other players on how he wants them to do this and that and different things. So it does make it, you know, it makes it easy to work to
cool.
play.
Yeah, I was going on like Gunter stuff. You know, when you watch, you know, shows and they talk about, like, well, this coach has this concept that he wants you to play.
Yeah.
How hard is it to pick up on a coach's concept of how he wants you in the field? You know, because every coach has a different idea of how he wants you to play. Is it hard to pick up on a coach, like, his little nuances on his concept? I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That depends on the coach. For example, some coaches aren't as vocal about it, aren't as direct about it, so it can be difficult at times. But with Gunter, it hasn't been too difficult because, like I said before, he's expressed what he wants from each player and what he wants more out of. And I think last time I was on the show, we discussed how he does play pull players aside, and he discusses with you what he's looking, you know, what he wants you to do more of. Especially with me lately, he's really told me, okay, do this, don't do this, you're not doing this right.
Okay.
I want you to do more of this, and so it's not too difficult to pick up on exactly what he wants you to do. So, but there are coaches where it can be a bit difficult if they're not as direct with you,
right.
If they don't tell you exactly we want you to do this, or if a coach just always tells you you're doing a good job, that doesn't help you progress. You know, you can be playing well, but there's always something to improve in. You know, especially at the age of 23, you always want
right.
to get better. So I think that's the right coach for me at the
right.
moment.
Imagine if you had a boss and they always just said, "Hey, great job."
Yeah, you're doing great.
That would never happen. you don't know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Great
good
job, guy.
I know you're bullshitting me. What do you need? I gotta stay late. What's going on here? That's the first thing I'm thinking. What favor do you need that you're giving me a compliment?
You give him the face.
Yeah.
The face. Yeah, well, what's so, you know, you got a shirt now with your face on
that
it.
That shirt is awesome, man. Honestly.
So, has anyone seen that yet? Or
nobody yet. It's going on Facebook okay. between tonight and tomorrow.
Okay. Well, Chris posted on the show.
I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah, he put sick. Somebody said a great idea, and we totally want it if you would do it. We want you to take a selfie with your shirt.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Right? Like with your face next to this face?
Oh, like a face?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
double face.
Would the shirt be on?
Yes.
No.
You'd just be next to me.
Yeah, like, yeah, we want you to put your head next to the head. Like,
okay,
like, you know,
so we're not,
like,
but we're not going to see the train then.
Or maybe you could go to the white
part.
Yeah,
to the white
part.
Side.
Yeah.
I think Rick Ross has a medallion of himself, and he took a selfie of his.
That's hilarious.
Medallion of himself with himself.
But one night, you know what you got to do, though? As an absolute joke, when you go out to a club one night, you got to wear your shirt. I'm going to go out tonight. I'm going to the hottest club in South.
Dude, I'll wear it to Boat Campers.
Yeah.
After the game.
Yeah, just wear it to Boat Campers. Wear my own shirt.
You better, but you know, people are going to say, hey, where can I get that?
Right.
Sure. But the other, Gooser and Gooser Sports.
You know it. That me and Richie talked about it today. We're like, you know, after I had already made the shirt, I said, you know what we should do one time is put it on a compression shirt for him. Do you wear a shirt underneath your jersey or no?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So we'll put it on a compression shirt, and if he scores and he comes over to us and lifts that shirt up.
Still do it,
man. You can do a Balotelli, why me or something.
Why always
like
me? I'd have that on the back.
I need your size on your compression shirt.
Well.
You got it.
What if Gunter?
That's not a hard one.
Gunter might not like that. What do?
You'll get fined $15.
Gunther sometimes doesn't even wear the colors on the sideline.
I don't understand
right?
what
I don't
you just did right there. What
we
what?
we don't do this.
In Germany, we do not lift the shirt.
It's not Germany.
I don't understand.
I'm still not from Germany.
You jump in.
When am I moving to Germany?
Chris, I don't understand.
I'm not German.
What is this ice challenge, Chris? I don't call me out, Chris.
I'm not doing it.
I saw that, by the way. That was awesome. Yeah. I didn't think he did. I didn't know he did it.
Gunther did it?
Yeah, no,
I didn't
did
see
it.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta see.
Yeah,
that.
He did.
Yeah,
they got
Flight 19 called him.
They have
yeah,
one of like the
sweet.
Best pictures of him. Like, it, yeah. Dude, some of those pictures that they pulled off of there.
Yeah,
because
we went hard. We actually took. The
you guys
full
looked to have ice.
Bucket.
You guys have
yeah.
ice in there.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. We're not gonna do these little things. We're gonna get yeah. the full yeah. bucket. We're gonna get the trash cans and just.
Yeah, and you didn't break anyone's neck doing it either.
Yeah, I saw the bad compilation.
Man. Oh, my
those
God.
Awesome.
Those people are terrible, man.
Did you ever see the one that they threw the cooler at the person?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go
wow.
on, there's a whole fail.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. on
yeah.
YouTube, you
yeah.
have to
it's
see
awesome.
This. That's awesome.
I'm going to stab myself with an icicle. I want to top everybody.
Some of my friends, we have a hidden Facebook group that people aren't on so we can post other stuff.
Now everybody
that.
Knows.
Yeah, but we poured ice. We went straight down the front, down our pants.
Oh, wow.
One of my friends goes, he goes, now that we've all completed the regular ALS, he's like, I'm challenging just you guys to do this.
Nah,
just pour it down.
Too cold.
You know what would be awesome would be a shirtless Chris ice bucket challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's great. It's great. And then also me putting it down my pants.
But I want
it smaller than it started. Great.
I want you shirtless just after you've shaved your chest, too.
Oh.
Woo. That's a seller.
Yeah. For who?
For the ladies, Chris.
Oh,
the ladies.
Yeah. The line's huge. We have the red ropes.
Oh, man.
No, we don't. I'm just kidding. All right, so Fava, what's the next? Hold on. Let me rephrase that.
Start over.
Rewind.
Rewind that. Heedy calls, emails. How do you find out? How does that work?
Oh,
your agent.
One of the guys in the office actually came. Pernat. He came into the locker room. And I think I was leaving, or I was about to go shower, and he just came and he said, hey, I just got the news that you were called up to play against Chile. I was like, oh, sweet, cool. And
That's how you get it.
Yeah, that's how I originally found out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so you're,
I started finding out from other people.
You're in camp, as you will. Like, or you're on the call-up list. I mean, how's that all work out, you know?
Camp starts the 1st of September.
But you're on an eligibility list. Like, you
yeah.
have that. That you know you're
how
on
do, yeah,
you're
how
on call
they know
out
you're
status.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You're on call out status. Your name's in the hat. You're ready to go. I'm using it in police terms though. I'm on call out status. I'm saying you know, I was just using police. So, but you're in the pool as
yeah,
Kenny
it's a
said.
It's a roster of 20. Those are the players that will be at the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we just report to camp on the 1st of September. We'll be there for 9 days until the game. And it's actually going to be in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale, so
yeah,
perfect. Yeah, we're not going to be there.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I was like, oh, I'll go see an international match.
Hell
yeah,
that'd
be awesome.
That's going to be fun. So.
Yeah. So that's how you get it. The guy comes to you. You've been called up. What goes on from there? Like, when's the first time you talk to the coach?
I've only spoke to the president of the federation. I haven't spoken to the coach yet. I should be in contact with him in the next few days.
Cool.
I think he's going to be emailing me or calling me. Mm-hmm. I just spoke to the president again today. So, I'll find out more from there. But
did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I was excited. I was just hoping Chile brings all the players that they have.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, that your country called you up, dude, I got to tell you, I know I would. I'm a puss with stuff like that. You get I will cry.
Chris cried at the end of the brew off.
Man, this was so much fun.
It was so good.
Probably
was it the coconut blueberry?
Hey,
yeah. I heard about that kind of stuff. Decent.
It's just awesome. I love good people.
When's that game again?
September 9th.
September 9th. Okay, yeah. So you're just going to miss the Cosmos game.
Yeah.
You'll miss the Cosmos away.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is actually a bummer because I'm going. That would be going back home to New York. All my family was ready to see me.
Oh, son of crap. Now they got to come down here and watch you play for Haiti.
Yeah. My dad's brother's going to be coming down.
Cool.
I haven't seen him for a few years, so that should be nice.
That's awesome.
That's really big. I mean, that must be so awesome. I mean, you're representing a country. It's an incredible feeling, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, especially, you know, my grandfather's played for Haiti in the past, was a big player for Haiti. So getting to wear the same jersey as that he at some point.
What number is it? Is there any special number?
I have no clue what his number is. Yeah, okay. that was in the Stone Age. But
they just used like hash marks.
Yeah.
make sure you're be safe here. I'm 46. All right.
Let's remember that.
Yeah.
No,
this is like 2001.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought he was going to say that too.
Did we talk about a number 11? Is there? I don't know if we talked about if there's 11 special.
I don't know if we did, but yeah, it is. I mean, I guess it is. It's 11 and 23 because it's my birthday, February 23rd. My brother's birthday.
Is that a Gemini? What is that?
For me? No, I'm a. I don't even know.
Okay.
They
told
me something about
like
fish. But
okay.
Pisces.
Yeah, you guys know
it. Fish. So there's water. Probably no chance you believe in that stuff. I'm just guessing.
We're not going to ask you what your horoscope was.
Yeah.
No
2014
clue.
Pisces. Yeah. What's your year?
The fish.
That was the year of the monkey.
But, 223, my little cousin, one of my best friends. And then the 11 is just, you know, it's a soccer number. It's the number, there's 11 players per team, so.
In the 11.
Yeah, 11. Mm-hmm. 11 is just, for me, it's just a perfect number. You split it, it's two ones, two number ones. It's just,
nice.
It's a perfect number.
Mine was 7. Did you have a favorite number?
Growing up?
Yeah.
I like 6-10.
6-10? Just?
77.
77.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
You know what? So,
that was a hockey number, though.
Okay.
I would love 7. And Dennis chose 7 on our softball team. I just told him, give me 2. I was 77.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't have 1, I'll have 2.
Oh, 77. I like 7.
Yeah. 7 is my number. 7
is
like
my
that.
Number.
Yeah, why is 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know. Oh, 8,
7,
8, 7, 8,
7, 8, 9.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you spoke a little mention there about Pops. I met him. Great guy. You think you know as much about the game as he does?
Nah.
That dude's beast.
Nah, man.
That guy knows so much.
Yeah, he's played. He's been around this game forever. I learn from every day. I could play the best game of life and
pick it apart.
Yeah, it's been like that since I was 2. So
at least you're used to it.
It's good for me. It's good for me because I can't get big headed. You know, or I can never think too much of a game that I have. I could score 3 goals and he'll find a way to tell me what I did wrong, which is good for me because I want to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where I take that. What he does, I take it as a positive thing. And I mean, it's awesome because our relationship is really strong. We're best friends. He's my dad. He's my pastor, my mentor. So we have everything together. And to be able to speak to him about soccer and to keep learning from him still at this age, we fight a lot, too, about the game.
Yeah, well, listen, if he's going to teach you all the time, that means you're gonna fight with him all the time.
A lot.
Because you can only being taught so much as an adult.
Yeah,
before now, you're starting to friggin' nag me.
Yeah, definitely. Right. But, you know, it's, at the end of the day, we know it's all love. So it's awesome. I mean, the relationship we have is great. My mom jumps in, too, now. she gets involved in the soccer. But our relationship is really cool. And, you know, he had some time this summer to come watch some practices even. And that took me back to our youth days when he used to take me up to practice in Broward. And we were living in Homestead at a point.
Wow.
Yeah, we were driving out. Distance back in the days, but
that was to play around better talent.
Yeah, and to play around coaches that I perhaps played better under. or and also better talent. Maybe we had a team that was just that I gelled well with, either Cold Springs or Weston I played for at the time. So yeah, we used to travel.
Weston's known for a good squad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they had their own the Weston FC there, right?
Yeah,
there.
Definitely.
I assume they're pretty
the best,
good.
Probably the best youth team I played for though was Cold Springs.
Really?
We had so many good. We just had a team. We had some of my coaches from Cold Springs still come up to the games. Some of my old teammates come.
They're very known for baseball also.
In Cold Springs?
Yes.
I had no clue.
Yeah, they do a very good baseball program also.
Oh, wow. That's good. Good area then for sports in general, I guess.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to miss a day of work at my work, I've got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Who'd you have to go to and say, listen, I can't make this Cosmos game. I got to play for Haiti. How does that work with, you know what I mean? Do you have to say, hey, listen, I can't make this game?
I think it's known just because it's the Federation already sent the letter and I guess I'm under their possession for those 9 days automatically.
Wow.
Without release date, so I don't know how that works.
Do they
I
have
guess.
Precedence over everyone who you work for right now?
Not exactly, just I guess for those days they have me because my club did allow me to go and I am released, so I have those 9 days I guess to be under the Federation's control, quote unquote.
That's cool.
So I missed it earlier. Did you say that? How did you announce that you were going to be available for the Haiti team?
They just told me, and I accepted.
You realize that's hard to believe, right? You don't have to put your name in a hat so that they know you're interested in doing it, or they just assume that you're interested.
They assume. They assume, really? Because of my dual citizenship. I mean, I never lived there, but my parents were born there.
Right.
So them assuming, and they were interested in calling me in. So
that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, so now, so you played at the U20 level for the U.S., right? You're a national team. I'll keep talking because Paul's taking a picture. So it was...
Why didn't get one with him smiling?
Yeah, because he never smiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm dying to see Fafa pissed one
Yeah.
Time. It happens, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We'll have to get when Dad, you know, criticizes him a little too much.
Yeah.
I'll see that face light up.
That's one of those times.
All right.
Or traffic in the morning driving up from Miami.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the owner.
Too shame.
Don't
man.
Talk about Aaron. He's your buddy, boy.
Well, hey, listen, it was a joke. Shut up.
Just in case you're listening, Aaron.
I love you, Aaron. Yeah.
So you played for the U20s for the U.S.
Yeah.
So... If you can still choose after that fact, right? Until you play a competitive game for a team, you're not committed to it anyway.
Yeah, even after this game, according to FIFA ruling, I'm still eligible for the United States for future reference.
Good.
Or for future.
Yeah. Just in case anyone's listening.
Yeah, he's in the pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can contact him.
I'm American Haitian, guys. My name is Fabrice Bacall.
Nice.
So when the call came, I mean, how did it feel? I mean, were you...
I was excited, especially when you're playing against Chile.
Yeah.
It's a great test, man. It's a good opportunity to prove yourself. You know, I still have a lot of ambitions in this game, so to play against Chile it's going to be a good crowd, and it's going to be internationally televised, I believe, so it's going to be a good test to go against world-class defenders, such as Medel if he's called in or if he's going, and other guys that should be playing like Alexis Sanchez, Arturo Vidal. So it's going to be a good opportunity to prove myself on that stage.
It is an international game, right? That's the envelope.
Yeah.
Everyone's playing nationwide. So
yeah, it's a FIFA
date.
Yeah.
So everyone should be coming back then, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So
that'd be awesome.
That will be huge.
And it's going to be at Lockhart?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lockhart.
Oh, my God.
I was shocked. I thought it was going to be – I didn't know it was going to be at Lockhart. That's home.
Hold on. Imagine this. Hold on. You're Haitian. You get the call. Hey, listen, the Haitian national team wants you to play. All right. Where are we playing? Here.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess. Why not?
You know what? Count me in. I know the area here. I have a few friends.
Yeah.
I'll stay here.
I know every inch of grass and the way the blades grow. Yeah, I guess why not?
What do you think they'll get? What kind of a crowd? You think he'll get 20G? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, there's people coming in from Haiti. We have enough Haitians in Miami and South Florida as it is. So, I mean,
yeah, that's
you got to hook me up with some friends, dude. I don't want to get,
No, you know I got you.
Yeah, get my back. All right.
I'm gonna let them know you're.
I get a little
crazy. I'm gonna let them know you're a Zo.
Yeah, and bring. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Think,
what
hey,
Marazzo?
Do you think he can handle Haitian girls or what? You think he can handle a Haitian girl?
Some of them are tough, man.
I don't think he can handle a Haitian girl.
When I tell you snob.
No.
No. Exactly. Nah, some are snob, but some are cool, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get beat up. I'm going to need your...
I present you some friends.
What are you talking about? Get beat up.
I'm wearing this. Because I'm not Haitian. Maybe people don't like me. I'm not Haitian.
Nah, you'll be good.
All right.
You'll be
good. I'm going to wear this shirt.
I'll present you some friends.
This is it. It's all I need. This is ID right here that I'm this close with him.
You walk in with the Fafa Train t-shirt. Right. You're
dope. You should get a shirt that actually says
Zoe?
That. Mara and then Zo.
Zo.
Yeah, man, that's sick.
The Zorro. No.
Nah.
So,
wandering loose bands of Haitians looking at a beat up Chris.
I get crazy.
So you speak to James Marcelin?
Yeah.
So he played, right? How many games did he play for the national team?
Quite a few, I think. Maybe is he maybe past 20?
I think so, right? Yeah, I think I saw someone he signed.
Yeah.
So you spoke to him at all about it, what the feeling's going to be like, how it's going to work?
I mean, I know some of the other guys on the national team, on the Haitian national team. Yeah. One of them is Jean-Hugues Maurice, who plays for PSG. Jeff Louis, who just signed with Standard.
Did you just name drop a player who plays for PSG? You did, didn't you?
Maybe I did. But, I mean, I met him actually through a charity game a few years back. So we played a charity game here. It was actually in Miami together, and... he had gone back. I didn't know who he was, but he was playing for PSG already. It was before the Arabs took over and started splurging cash, but he's still there. So he'll be called in. Jeff is another player. Kevin Belfort, who's also playing in France. So I know a few of the guys. I've talked to James a bit. I think James is also called in, so...
Oh, he did?
I think he might be. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, he let something go then, didn't he?
No. It's not... It could be known. I'm just not sure.
Right.
I never know anything.
I'm the last to know everything.
Yeah.
So you're for 9 days. You got to go to practice. You've got to train. You've got to do anything. Well, you know what I mean. Like, we're talking about practice,
man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. But I'm used to it here, so it's nothing's gonna change.
Do you know where that is? Where are they are they based? Are they gonna stay at the hotel?
Maybe I think it might be Sheraton.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it might be that.
Okay.
But I have no clue about anything.
How does that work? Will you go stay with them, even though you live here?
Yeah, yeah. I'm under complete
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, though, right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's chill.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like another road trip, except I'm down the road from home.
It's got to be interesting, though, to suddenly trying to bond with a new team as well. I mean, that's got to be pretty interesting.
It's going to be different. It's going to be different getting to know a new group of guys, trying to get to know them as soon as possible, how to play with each person, because it's a whole different entourage. And
this is what these international teams go through all the time, right? I mean, you don't see them all year long.
I think, a lot of international players go to the team and they know each other and they've probably played majority of players together. Well, he's new to it.
Right.
This is brand new to him. Is how do you join in with this group who probably, 80% of them have played together before and
definitely.
Know each other and he's stepping up to it and how do you step into that and then know how to play well as a team together, because that's important. You can have the best 11 players in the world, but if you can't play well as a team, you're going to struggle. So it's interesting to see how they're going to do it and how they're going to work it. Love to talk to him again afterwards.
You can talk to Nurse, man. The Nurse will tell him what's up.
Oh, Nurse.
Chris Nurse.
Dr. Nurse.
Yeah. We don't need the doctor. We got the Nurse.
Dr. Nurse. Nurse definitely has some words of wisdom, I'm sure. Nurse, we call him.
So you're probably second decorated now. Nurse wasn't he like the captain of Guyana?
Still is captain of Guyana.
He's captain?
Right? Oh, yeah. I think he still is.
Now you're on the team. Now we got our second national.
Yeah, maybe we play against them soon.
Oh.
Who the hell are we going to root for?
Me.
He's here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're more closely tied
when
to
Chris,
Haiti.
When Chris comes, then you say, for you, Chris.
Yeah, that's true. I usually do that with everybody, too.
But
politics, man. Yeah.
But I was looking at the last couple of games. You guys aren't doing too well recently, right? Last 11 games, I saw this, 8 losses, 2 draws, 2 ties, and a
is
win.
Is that Haiti?
Yeah.
Oh,
not too good.
I didn't know.
No.
The last game I think I watched was the one against Italy.
Yeah, which was 2-2 in Rio.
That was right before.
I did some research. Wow. See that shit?
And Jesus. Then the Spain game also.
Yeah.
The Spain game.
Yeah, Spain game was here.
Haiti-Italy match. Interesting.
2-2 in Rio. They drew with Italy. That's only last July. That's only a year ago.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Where was that at? Was that a friendly?
Friendly in Rio, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Brazil.
That's in Brazil.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I think we're going to move that thing by now.
That's not a bad place to have a friendly.
No.
You could live with that, right?
Yeah, they had a couple World Cup games. I could have got called up to that game.
Yeah, and you get called up to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. You have to go home.
Northern Manaus.
There we go. I was waiting for the Manaus call. Gets it in every week.
Yeah. Listen, Manaus was a rainforest. We live in a rainforest. I'm bringing up Manaus every chance I get. And that's why Bees came here to practice, right?
Yeah.
To practice in Manaus.
Yeah.
So you met the, I guess you haven't met the manager then yet.
No, not yet.
He's a French guy, right? Mark, what's his name? Collat?
Le
Pew.
Pepe. I think that's the name.
Yeah.
Matt's trying to show off now.
I did some research told me he wanted some questions.
I'm learning. This is good.
All right, your wife's part French, Matt, okay?
She's not French. She's Moroccan.
Well,
speaks
French. She's
French
Moroccan.
Cool.
Yeah.
You speak a bunch of languages, right?
Yeah.
I know he does.
I like how he pointed at you, too.
You. Well, I didn't want to hear Matt's opinion. What, like six or something?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
All right, see?
Trying five to learn at six. Might as well learn one with this locker room.
Yeah. What would you pick as your sixth if you had to?
If I can choose one of two, Portuguese or Arabic.
Not Mandarin?
No. Nah. I feel like I wouldn't be able to learn it. No. I think it's hard.
That's the world's language. That's most people speak Mandarin.
I think you should go for Serbo-Croat so we can talk to Steph.
I thought it was the orange guy from Thor.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give Steph props right now because at that last game he wasn't playing. He had two chicks walking around the stadium.
What?
Which was pretty cool. Okay? That was pretty cool. It was like, dude, Steph's walking around two hot chicks right now.
He's like the new Scotty. Right? What's Scotty what?
Scotty went?
No. Oh, yeah, he's got chicks running around.
Scotty G?
Gordon. Yeah,
Scotty G.
Yeah.
But was Steph wearing his suit?
No, he was wearing these skinny jeans. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they were a little floody.
Yeah, they were skinny jeans and
skinny
floody.
And long.
Yeah.
Slutty or what?
No, slutty. Mm. They were floody.
Oh, floody.
Floody.
I don't know that word.
No, me.
Dude, we just can't get away with wearing skinny jeans.
No.
My bad.
I had that one pair of those black jeans, and and there was a like slimming or a slimmer or whatever. That's as far as I can go.
We should have a Zara day. Where we just go to Zara and you guys just try on jeans.
Skinny jeans?
Yeah.
First of all, what's Zaring?
Zara. You know Zara. He thinks it's a planet from like Star Trek.
Is that the new ninth planet?
Yeah. It sounds South Beachy.
No, it's a store. It's a clothes line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard, did you get any Ebers wear yet?
No, I didn't. I should get some.
I know.
I should call them.
Yeah,
what's he selling?
Well, it's the ice cream thing, right?
Well,
the ice cream
shirt. But that's just the one shirt that we saw on Sparky
shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
But Evers has a clothing line.
Yeah. 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 He told me that about that before he left. I should.
It's all.
Hit him up
some
beer.
It's all. You know, like what soccer guys wear. You know, flashy, make you look thin as shit, like an Ethiopian or something. I mean, I don't know what. It's like everybody wants to wear Sergio Valente again. I mean, everything's so skin tight. I'm like, why?
Because they're 20 years younger than you, mate.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah. Imagine being 20 years younger. You would wear the skinny shit, remember?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
yeah,
I did.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird you brought that up.
Anywho.
Nostalgia.
So Ken's joining us. You have a question for Mr. Fafa? And that's Mr. Fafa to you. Do not.
No, I wanted to get some. I just wanted to ask some any behind-the-scenes stories for all the filming of all the ice bucket challenges. Were there any good outtakes or anything like that?
From what I saw, there weren't too many outtakes, but it was fun. It was funny.
Who took it the worst?
Oh, Martin actually reacted in mine. He, like, while I was speaking, he was like, when I said his name, when I called him out, he was like, What?
Yeah.
he actually said something. I think who got called out that wasn't expecting it? I don't think Tom was expecting for me to call him out. I wasn't expecting to call Tom out. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. So, but there were no outtakes. I'm trying to think. Nah. Everybody dealt with the cold and just a normal scream. Cold out. Ice water. Just ran in. I mean, it's hot after practice, so
yeah.
That ice water actually feels good.
Yeah, they should have paid. You should have paid them to do
it. Yeah, that felt good, man.
Did you see the Arsenal one? Oxlade-Chamberlain and Gibbs got done, and they called out Andre Mariner, who's the ref who confused them last year.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
They did it together. They called
so good.
Out. Remember us two?
Yeah.
Two black guys look the same.
Yeah, we all look the same.
That's racism.
The Tampa reporters used to mess me up all the time with Shane Hill.
Shane Hill?
Yeah.
He's like twice your size.
Exactly. But we look all the same, I guess.
Oh, that's racist.
That's so jacked up, man.
Bleep that out.
Yeah.
You know what people are going to think about this show?
Shane Hill's like three times your size.
Exactly. I don't know how they got that one messed up, man. Oh well, unlucky.
Plus, you don't want to be known as him, Coach.
Yeah.
So, have you looked over at the board yet? That's the Lockhart Leap board.
And there's something missing on there, right?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. My leap sucked.
No.
I don't think my leap was that great. I wanted to do better. That's
okay.
Why I tweeted I need to do a better leap next time.
Well, look, you have no shot at one. Okay.
Number one is...
You didn't jump the fence, so...
What did he do? Oh, yeah, he jumped the fence.
Yeah. So you
what did I promise last time I was on? I said I was going to jump over the thing and just land into you guys.
All right,
so
yeah. Listen.
But you guys had the brew. You guys had the brew, so I didn't...
Listen,
I didn't
you
know
did
if that
very
smart.
Well. You did very well for yourself. You're not going to be ashamed. We're going to have to find out where you go here. I'm going to put him at three, I think. Yes. Or, are we going to do a 2.5? Or
taking over for a guy who chugged a beer?
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's true.
But what was Darnell's?
Well, how great was Darnell?
What did Darnell do?
Switch.
Hold on. We get in the mic so everybody can hear you. All right. So you know what we're looking at here. The board is Mark Anderson at one, obviously, for jumping the fence. Hey, real quick, while we're on the Andersons, the whole tailgate show would like to thank you for our presents from the parents. We got our seat cushions. Thank you very much. So we have Sparky at one, Darnell at two, Chacho at three, and Ali at four. So I'm not – you know what my problem is? I don't remember much. So
wait, did this guy number three chug a beer?
Yeah.
There's no way he's got to be – he can't be third.
He's got to be first?
He's got to drink a beer, man.
Yeah, but
– that's got to be at least a second, if not fighting for first, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Here again, I'm going to play on your words. I'm never going to see Chacho again. So I don't care if he falls off the board.
The reason why Darnell's number two is because we were in such a drought and he resurrected
the
Lockhart
Leap.
And he hurt you.
That had a significance.
That's awesome.
You hurt me.
He hurt him bad.
You hurt me this weekend too. I got you? Yeah, I'm bruised up
a little bit.
Yeah. But, no, are you kidding me? We look forward to that shit, dude.
But yours was really good because me and Zach caught you in midair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the grab. Yeah. I was like, oh,
we
I'm
caught
still here.
You.
This is nice.
And you kind of faked like you weren't doing it, and then you zipped over.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your bruise after Darnell's was bad.
Oh, yeah, I had to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah, you know what? I got to put Fafa at three, only because I love the fact that Darnell hurt Paul. So I'm going to stick with – that's my vote. I'm going to go with three. And move Chacho to four and Ali to five.
The reason why Ali's at four because it was like really the first time like people actually threw beer on him. At that point, it was like a real soaking, and he was coming off. What did he score? Three goals that game?
Christ!
He scored a goal.
All right, then we got then I would do this. In my opinion, I would go Fafa at three. Ali at four and Chacho at five. Only, we're never going to see that guy again.
And OD at nine. Listen,
later.
I think you're viewing this wrong.
Why?
That you're not going to see him again. It doesn't mean nothing.
Might be at
we
the
might
door.
See not him not again at some certain point.
Oh, God
point.
Forbid.
That doesn't mean it's not less important. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but like, the same way he said when I said, who am I going to root for? You got to say him when he's here.
He's being political.
Right. So I think that's okay. Why not?
Who has the worst handwriting, Karen? We need that.
Well, that would be me. I'd rather get chicken.
I'm going Fafnir for two. I think he tops Darnell, even though I love Darnell's one because we were through and Paul's looking for his bruises. Whoa, as we talk. Right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you bruised me up a little.
Who was that?
You.
Oh, my bad, man.
You're going to make him feel bad, and then he's not going to do it.
No, it is not from him. It's from the people behind me running and crushing me.
Yeah, but everybody, it's like a Who concert. Yeah. People are dying.
What if I, stand on the fence?
No, listen. You
did great. No, the reason why yours was good is because you jumped and we were able to suspend you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right? It was like an art.
It's it was an art. You jumped and we went. Yeah. I mean, it might be because you don't weigh 100 pounds and we were able to lift you.
98.
That's how much you weigh?
No, man. Oh. Come on.
I was spinning him on one finger like a basketball. He's like a Harlem Globetrotter.
You weigh 98 pounds?
But that was pretty cool. We were able to lift you up and it was pretty, you tied it and it was good.
It was huge. All right, so where are we?
I'm going for... I'd go for him too. I think Darnell was worth it for a while, but I think he jumped higher and he gave us more impression.
Paul?
I still think Darnell's too.
Really?
Over that one.
Just because of your injuries?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. He went to the doctor. That's all. The fact that he's got to use part of his copay to go for a walk or leave.
More than $10.
Gives me a hard on. I mean, I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, you know what it was when I came home? You know, my wife said, you got to go to the doctor for that. You didn't go that night?
Wait, where did he hit you?
It was all no, my
not,
whole...
Yeah,
my
it's
whole, all,
it's not
yeah,
bad. You got to remember, you're coming into the fence. We're driving into the fence trying to catch you and hold you. And everybody else wants to hug you and you also. So everybody's pounding into you and there's no way to move.
You're just stuck.
It's the fence.
Yeah.
You can't block nothing.
There's nothing.
I was bruised for a month.
Unlucky me.
I love it.
So so we go with number three then? Fafnir bruised to number three?
I have to.
I think three's fair.
You think three?
I think three's fair.
Only because he went to the doctor.
He got hurt. Darnell resurrected it. Lazarus. Oh, yeah.
It's everything. It's a package of the Lockhart leap, right? Is that what we agreed on?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Everything.
But I don't want you, just because someone's not going to be here, you downgrade a leap.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not fair.
I agree. But listen, Anderson's my boy.
Right.
If he leaves, he can't stay number one forever. Who's going to beat
terrible.
That?
That's terrible. That is a horrible thought.
Who's going to beat that where he jumps the fence?
I know, but just because Anderson leaves, we downgrade him now to whoever's here.
No, not
I mean,
downgrade him, but I'm probably going to find one reason to leapfrog his ass. Listen, I'm not sending him to purgatory, okay? I'm just saying you might not stay at number one. I need to find a new friend here.
I just don't think you should view it that way.
I'd have gone for number two, but if you're going to go with three, then
no,
I
it
think, is
what
it
no.
is.
Yeah. Darnell's was a resurrection of the whole...
Lazarus. As
we yeah.
And I'm more on the pole.
There we
thing.
Go. All right, it's done.
You're me getting hurt.
Yes.
However...
The whole school board thing.
There,
however, while we're talking about it, so we've got our top
you
five now.
Closer.
What do we do on the... we have something else you want to talk about on this? On the negative side of the board?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We had a reverse Lockhart leap this week with you. If you noticed the Lockhart leap, there was one of our guys that went the other way onto the pitch as you were coming off the pitch.
Wait, what was this?
This is O.D.
Ryan O.D.
Ryan O'Donnell.
Oh,
Ryan
man.
O'Donnell is now on the back end of the board. Okay, so he is on the very bottom. Because he was going the wrong way.
Wait, what did he do?
He was coming over the fence towards the pitch, and you were coming off the pitch.
That's the Shaq and a Fool, JaVale McGee moment.
Yeah, so
until
somebody falls over the fence, the same way Sparky wins it because he came over the fence, the first person now to go over and now fall over will probably beat OD,
that's
and the OD
amazing.
Will just fall off the board.
Nobody got that on camera?
Yeah, well, there is. No. You'll see it when you
look at
that picture.
Yeah, when you look at your pic, try not to look at yourself.
No, I'll try not.
This guy's unbelievable.
Maybe by the fourth time I'm watching it, I'll watch
you. Know, Chris,
did you know there's other people in the picture, first of all?
You are?
You know what, Chris Switch? Chris wishes he was you because he wishes he'd be doing such damage on this world.
Yeah.
If he was you, what he would be doing to this.
And I need to step on my dance moves a little bit. Yeah. And I know Fafa's got him, so.
If Chris was only born with you, what he would be doing in this world. Like, you know.
Old enough to be his dad. All right, hold on. We got a caller. See who this guy. I think he's been on a while, too. Yeah. I feel like. Hold on. All right, yeah, caller, what do you say?
Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? Chris, it's Armando.
Hey, Armando.
What's going on, guys?
Good, how about yourself?
Hey there, man. I was just listening to the show for you guys.
Yeah, how's it going? You like it?
Oh, yeah, man. I was just getting the number from the page on Facebook, so that's what I kind of called him. And
all right.
I told Armando. He's got to come over. He lives real close.
Oh, yeah? This guy's he's the real big dude, right? Yeah. He's the best looking guy in our Flight 19 shirt ever. Right?
Oh, thank you.
This guy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you might need to buy a size or two larger, or just do wear that. That's fine too. You sell more shirts like that.
Hey, man. I heard you guys just talked to a Papa, and I was like, when I made the goal last weekend, I was like jumping almost the fence with other guys.
It's the Lockhart Leap's a blast, right?
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right. Well,
wait, Armando, before you go, was your favorite? Did you have a favorite beer you'd like to give a prop to, or, you know, any?
I got the beer we got with the doctor. The I don't know what the name of this guy. That's Darren,
The doctor, Doctor's Brewery from Darren.
Yeah,
hey, Armando, what's your favorite creatine drink?
No, I don't have that. It's only it's a lot of vegetable though and meat.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
And meat.
Come with me to the gym. I'm gonna show you.
Oh, that would be awesome. Please take Chris to the gym.
I'm not going to no gym. I'm not going to a gym. I'm very fragile at this age.
Gotcha. All right, have you next day, guys. Good night.
Right. Armando.
You got to come over one night, Armando.
Night.
That dude's beast.
All right, I love Armando at the
He's
game.
A trip. He makes
Armando's
me laugh
awesome.
So hard.
Vegetables and meat. Yeah. No creatine.
Yeah, none of that.
He's a big dude.
That's a beast mode. That's
a
beast mode.
He's beast mode. Yeah, dude's ripped. He put on the Flight 19 shirt. He bought the package. The joke is, obviously, it was probably the biggest size we had left. We gave it to him. He put it on and
swallowed it. He brought back the other size because I was selling it to him. He brought back the other size because it was too big on him.
Oh.
And he says, yeah, let me see the large. Yeah. And we're like, he's like, man, it's good.
Yeah.
He swallowed it with the muzzle.
Now he feels like if he points one way, it might split the shirt like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Point.
Papa's looking at the
who's
picture.
We need to make him a model for Flight
19. This is OD?
Who's Ryan yelling at, too?
That's awesome.
Who is he yelling
that
at?
That is awesome. That's classic.
Who knows?
He's trying to get...
That's awesome.
No, he's just really cross-eyed. And so he thought he was looking at Papa, but he was really looking straight.
Well, yeah, but pull it back a little bit. Let Papa see with that picture pull back. Because you see you're going one way, and he's going the other way. Where are you going?
I'm in mid-hand right here. I'm like right about there.
And I'm coming in late. I'm squishing them.
You know what the secret? You know what my problem is? I have good anticipation. That's why I'm always the first one down there. I can sense kind of when I know.
You pinch. You kind of steal second base.
I do too.
I know when it's going to come.
That's why my spot's always on the rail because I want to be out. When I see it possible, I want to jet down there.
So now you just got to move 1 foot to the left or the right.
I don't know.
You don't maybe not get hit.
No.
Something about being first.
He's going to come over now, and he's going to see you and be like, no, I'm going over here. And he's going to just like sidestep you one step. I don't want to hurt you.
You worry about pussing out on Saturday night? We don't worry about pussing out on Saturday night.
Yeah,
either.
You got to go full blast in.
All right, I'll go full in. Full in.
So we're supposed to puss out, and you get to play and have a great time?
No, sorry. Okay. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, buddy. The Fafa dream. Play that song again. Love that song. Let's play it one more time.
That song is awesome.
It is.
The jam.
Puss,
They should say, hey, listen, play that song after
don't
Fafa
you,
scores,
don't you,
please.
Don't you picture this like playing like lightly in Fafa's bedroom? You want to run this Fafa?
Yeah, it's like my. That's how I'm going to play tonight before
yeah.
I sleep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can get
see
that,
man.
Song.
Little purple lighting or something.
Yeah,
you know,
lavender.
Purple.
Lavender.
Yeah. Lavender, yeah. Yeah. Get. Yeah. You got that Fafa tree?
There you go.
We need that. We need a train whistle, right? We need a.
We need. Oh, they sell those things with the wood thing. Remember, they sell that like wood thing that makes the whistle.
Yeah,
sound?
I have one. I have yeah. one in my office, and it's actually like a small yeah. plastic one. It's real small.
But it sounds like the train whistle.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be dynamite.
The Strikers need to get that song. Basically.
Yeah.
They need when Fafa scores.
Where do they sell those whistles?
Those, you know what?
All those little ones? Because, dude, you could put that like in your sock.
Yeah, and
you
I can
pull
put
it out
on the bench and then run over it and then just. Yeah.
Or how about this? If you score, get with the dudes, and then you could do a train like.
Yeah, we
like,
should.
Like Charlie.
Oh,
you'd be like
you're
Ocho
in the front.
Cinco.
Everybody gets behind
the
you.
Striker train.
You're gonna have to get them to go along with it. I'm sure
they're probably gonna be pissed.
I'll probably get like three guys.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a train. If you got three, it's a train.
And then you go like, hey, listen, Mark, if you score, we'll do choreograph your dance too right now as well.
Yeah. If you don't run away from it, jump out of bed.
We'll all flip our hair back.
Did you notice though when he jumped over the fence, everybody jumping over after him?
I think yeah, that was
people
yeah,
warming
went.
Up.
Everybody
they
went
with
over.
Their pennies on went
yeah.
over.
They were like lemmings, like just jumping
we
off.
We figured
of
it was
fucking...
all okay. You can't card all of us, and there was no card given.
And Mark actually said he would be the only one to get a card. Nobody else that went over.
Oh, nobody else would have got.
Nobody else would have got one.
I didn't
lie.
Only because
we had
that
conversation already.
Yeah,
it's a lie.
I want to hear.
Anyone
it.
Leaves the field of play without permission of the ref gets a yellow card.
Yeah, well,
according to the rules,
that would make
we just
wrong,
we did it like ducks. You know, when one duck crosses the street. Might as well. Nobody else got hit. Let's just keep going.
Dude, but that's just hilarious.
Go if somebody gets hit.
Because
yeah, there's some things in the NASL that have been yellow carded that we've been like, what?
Why? And then,
really?
And, then,
and
that.
Then you've got players jumping over the fence into fans celebrating goals. So, like, you could go to different leagues and different sports. Like, NFL doesn't allow celebrations anymore and all that kind of stuff.
That's
so it's like
depressing,
celebrations and stuff. I mean, well, and I'm sure that you guys would get a delay a game. Like,
yeah,
not even
yeah.
delay a game yellow. Like, leaving the pitch yellow.
Left.
Like,
yeah.
you know.
What is the last over-celebration penalty?
In the NFL?
Anywhere. No. In football. Soccer.
Shirts. Shirts off. You can't take your shirt off is the one.
So that,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. We had our...
And what else?
I said he was trying out for Chippendales.
They've done the baby and they're doing
do,
the swing.
You can
and
do
all.
Anything else. You just can't leave the field of play and you
right.
can't take
your
shirt
off.
Yeah.
But you can lift it up.
Did you hear about the guy who had a shirt of the same shirt underneath?
That was Azli. He plays for Scorpions now.
Yeah, he took his shirt off and had another one underneath and still got booked for it. Because according to the rules, it doesn't matter whether you're shirtless underneath.
That,
you
have
just
to
can't
see
take
that,
your
man.
Shirt off.
It's amazing. He's like,
awesome.
He's celebrating. He already had a yellow, though.
Yeah.
And he was playing for Impact at the time for Montreal. Impact.
So he was out in
the
next match.
He took off the shirt and he's like this, and the referee comes over, double yellow. Red.
What?
He's like, what?
But he had the same
I was
shirt.
Watching that game. I was shocked. I was like, I didn't get the rule.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know that you could get a yellow for that.
Yeah. Apparently, the rule is if you take your shirt off at all, it doesn't matter what you got underneath, whether you're shirtless or a message or whatever, the fact of taking your shirt off gets you booked. So he took his shirt off at another exact same one underneath. So it didn't change him at all, but he still got booked
that's
and sent off.
So
stupid. That's awesome.
That's funny,
it's
man.
It's fantastic, though, isn't it?
All right, so later in the year, you'll start wearing an undershirt?
Like
underneath the jersey, like when it gets cooler, when's that gonna happen?
Whenever the train needs to be shown.
Okay.
Preferably a shirt that will keep sweat from coming out, so it doesn't look like you just got off a water slide after the game.
Yeah.
That, dude, you guys are just nasty when you come over after the game.
Yeah, it's gross.
He's so gross.
He's trying to work out timeline to order the shirt and get it made.
Kings Bay, we can get it done ASAP.
All right,
hey,
done.
I'll wear it by next home game.
Done.
Do you have any...
And you know what's the greatest part about that? I just bought a goal. Because you know this guy, you know how how big Fafa's head is. You know he wants to show this thing off. This guy will do anything to put it in the twine.
The thing is,
so that he can show off again.
Then we got to have Rosa and John on the page so that like running after him with a steady cam.
I'll find them too.
Yeah,
I'll find them too. He's gonna have like a 15-minute celebration.
Did you see the run he made after scoring? He went towards the benches and he changed his mind halfway through. He was like, oh no, shit, I'm going over this way.
Over the leaf.
Yeah, the leaf.
It's because I actually had one of my best friend's sons was in the crowd, and I promised I would do his, he does his thing. Every time we ask him a question, when he's guilty for something, he just goes like this. Like puts
Shoves his hands up.
Yeah, he's sick. He's awesome soccer player, by the way.
Nice.
And so halfway on the way, I was like, oh snap, I got to go back that way. I forgot.
I have like four obligations for every goal that I have to fulfill.
You know when you watch on like feedback on ESPN or NBC Sports when they track the players' movements and they keep the line behind them. If you'd have tracked his movement after the goal, he almost crossed the halfway line, came around in a big circle, came back again, and then like.
I'll get everybody just sit still.
It would be a lot easier if I scored more than one goal in a game. Maybe I need to start doing that.
Well, I think you're out of breath after the celebration.
Yeah, crap. Just when I walk back to the half.
No, that's not going to help.
I know. I'd like to see that.
If you score and you ignore us on our side, you're still going to be a dick.
No, I'm going to run to you. Yeah.
You see, you got you have to,
No, I just have
multiple
to keep doing the.
Yeah. Multiple goals is not going to help.
Yeah. So just both times, just keep celebrating.
Yep.
Both ways.
Yep.
That makes sense. That's
I'd like to. I'd like to see that line diagram for you and Darnell, because the runs that Darnell will take, the one time I just a couple games ago, the same crazy game with you, that he came all the way from the right side. Did like a J. He ran it up, ran it in front of the goal, and then ended up coming back down the left. Like,
well, during the play?
During the play.
Yeah,
one play.
We call him R1.
I was like, dude, you're out of your mind. Like,
does not stop.
I just followed him. Like, he didn't even have the ball. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the right bottom trigger. That's what I was saying was you. Like, you're double tapping the X. The double X. Just, you know, get that burst of speed or... You know, it's quick, but yeah, he just did a full J from corner to corner. He did three corners of the field.
He goes.
And I was like,
he does not stop.
We haven't told Chris about the R1 button yet. Don't tell him.
Chris.
You wonder when you're going to show your age, really, the worst, you know?
It's R1, huh?
R1. What do you guys keep doing to me? What do you guys keep doing to me on this guy? How did you do that?
This ruined my life.
Wait, do you guys play video games?
No. No, we're pretending like we do, because that'd be funny.
That would be hilarious.
FIFA, you can't use those triggers on your front fingers. You're only using...
Only the front.
It's
Why are you guys going faster, though? I don't get it.
I have Xbox Live, and I own one game.
What game is that?
Soccer.
Oh, FIFA?
Yeah, just play the thing.
And it's exactly like it looks like he's doing. His eyes are kind of squinty, and he just kind of hits buttons, you know, like he's molesting something.
I'm just trying to figure out who am I controlling with. That's what amazes me the most.
It's the guys with the curses on.
Yeah, you can't curse on here, dude.
No.
I don't know. I really never know who I'm in control with. I'm always hitting that one button that changes the player, and then I never feel like that's the player that's I really want.
They're cheating you, Chris. They're cheating.
Problem is, after the first goal that his team scored, he spiked the controller so it doesn't work anymore anyways. They just play. There's one retarded player just sitting still in the middle of the field.
It's not running
right. Zigzagging. He's got a weird twitch.
You're looking like my goal celebration. Going all the wrong way.
Looks like a bobblehead.
Keep running.
Wait a minute. Swerving, swerving.
I thought I was playing with Wolves. I guess I was playing with Manchester. Shit. Wow. Trying to defend the goals that I'm playing on. Damn it.
Very strange.
Unlucky Chris.
You boys play FIFA?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who's the best? I think Gonza. Gonza. Yeah, probably between Gonza and... Is it Manny? I think Manny's really good, too.
Yeah, Omar likes to talk shit.
Omar...
Garcia?
Oh, yeah, he's nice?
He likes to talk shit.
Is he good?
He won the championship 1 year.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, we should have a tournament. The thing is, I don't own... I got to buy the system, because I don't own the system, because I don't really play that. I sleep. So I actually need to buy the system so I can practice, because when I don't play, I just suck.
Yeah.
And it takes me, like, a long time to get back in the groove, and then... Yeah, we need to actually set up a tournament so that way we all play. And then,
right here.
But that way I gotta train though. I gotta go into training mode. If I don't train, I'm gonna really suck.
Hey, try not to pull a thumb.
I won't. I won't use R.
One. No, we could definitely do that here. That would be a great event. That would
be fun.
Player versus fans, maybe?
That would be sweet. I'm down.
Yeah?
Well, if we really, fans? Do you want like random people to come over too?
listen.
I'll wear the Fafa train shirt.
The players are coming over for free. Everybody else isn't.
Charge at the door.
We'll do something for charity or we'll do something for the show. We'll do a cool event.
We can do an ALS
video game thing and donate. Maybe.
Exactly. We could do something like that.
Yeah. Or how about we just do it at the hotel, like in one of the little salon rooms they have.
It's sounding a little bit dodgy now.
No, there's a lot of little like rooms that they have.
In a random small hotel room, and we're going to get random girls in, and we're going to charge them and spend time with the players.
They're conference.
Playing a game. I'm doing the fingers.
Dude, how about like six of our friends that are players that come over to the show anyway, and all of us. We'll put them in a round robin type of thing.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, we'll have a blast.
I think we can have maybe a select like three random fans.
Yeah, we'll get
three
random fans.
Three fans are allowed to come and all the players. All come to Chris's house.
You know all the players ain't coming.
Nah, it's probably like six of them.
Are you going to be allowed to use super teams or no? What's the...
Nah, just teams. And by a, I mean, it, 4.5 stars and 5.
Yeah, you
in
have
a
to,
hat, and then you choose from the hat.
You have to play Man United or lower. I'm sorry. I forgot it was your show.
You can't play with Man United because Chris will be playing with them.
Yeah, Man United.
Well, you definitely can't play with the Irons.
I like the idea of us playing with strikers versus strikers.
There's a whole NASL league we can download.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we just play it where they play their home against away, and then that's it. They got to play with these shitty players.
Twos and threes. We're playing twos and threes.
I don't get to use Fernando Torres?
No, he's too bad.
Listen, if Tom Mulroy will buy him, you can have him.
I would have scored that goal 6 times with Fernando Torres, but I missed the ball. Or I missed the goal every time.
I saw all these players that Manchester United are buying, you know, obviously need help, right? And I'm thinking to myself, why don't the strikers make these moves? Obviously, these guys are out there, right? They're willing to move.
Why aren't they paying Nani £120,000 a week?
What's the issue here?
It's the exchange rate, Chris. That's what it is.
It's the pound to dollar.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Pound's a little bit stronger, probably. Different.
It's amazing, isn't it, though? I mean, you're a great player, an awesome player. We love watching you. Can you fathom what these guys are doing and the money they make? I mean, what does that make you?
It makes me work. It makes me work.
But isn't that crazy? I know, but is it crazy, the thought of it?
I feel that some, I mean, there's guys that obviously deserve it. Guys like we just spoke about, Nani. And then there's guys that are also average players that grew up in a system and they're
just
fortunate.
Just make it there.
And I know a lot of them that are just average players. Nothing more. They'd come to our league and they wouldn't look like much at all. But they grew up in a system.
Oh yeah,
it's already, you know. That's
crazy. That's
the game.
You just compare the difference. So, these guys are making money in, say they're playing in Portugal. You know, they're getting picked up and played by the bigger leagues, but they're probably making maybe like, you know, $5,000 a week, and yet they transfer one transfer and they jump to like, you know. 10 times that overnight.
Yeah,
because they get one buyout. Yeah, that's a good living.
Yeah, you have a decent.
Make sure you remember the show when you get. Make sure you remember the show when you get bought out.
Oh, we'll have a
nice little party.
Come back, play some FIFA.
Yeah.
Boat campers. South Beach.
Boat campers free pigs in a blanket. What? Yeah. I was in there a couple weeks ago. I was the only one in there. I was the only fan that showed up. I'm like, I was sitting with Beetle, and I was like, can I? And he's like, just go ahead.
Yeah,
he's like, he'll have a Bud Light to the waitress. And I'm like, I think this is all just teams. And then that's when some people from Boat Campers walked in and they're all like helping themselves. And Tom had to go up and like yell at somebody and stuff like that.
I wasn't there.
It was after the Tampa win.
Oh,
I think it was after
the Tampa
game.
I was feeling sick as crap. I went home.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I get sick after every game.
Yeah, me.
Really?
Yeah, just for like a few hours and then I fall asleep.
Well, from what?
Just natural, maybe dehydration.
Nausea?
Yeah, it just happens. It's something that's gone on for years. Yeah.
Chris does the same. Chris does the same after every game.
I have nausea.
It's called drunk.
That's weird that I don't like putting labels on things.
You know? Intoxicated.
That's not
hangover.
A label.
He doesn't know what that means, so that's fine.
I just want you to leave it out. Just act like it didn't happen.
Yes.
That's what that
was. My hangover.
You're living. You're living, Chris.
Let me worry about the hangover. I got that.
Go that down?
Yeah. Well, I figured out different solutions.
So what'd you do? Because mine was bad Sunday.
Oh. Yeah, you're a cop. You can't do what he does.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Brew off is different. That's a different hangover. It's a different system change.
I didn't eat, dude. We had BC Taco at 12:30. I didn't eat the rest of the day. It was just beer.
I had the feelings like it was going in my mouth and just falling out the other end.
No, that happened. Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah. The
I woke up in the spare bed and don't know why I was in there.
Which one?
In my spare bed.
Oh.
In the spare room.
You said the sperm bed.
I woke up in the spare room and the wife was.
Me and your wife were in the master.
Yeah. Oh, that's why she was so tired the next day.
I wish.
I mean, that she was tired.
Yes, exactly. Anyway,
you're allowed to joke.
Yeah. She's not behind you.
Yeah, right. You did look behind you.
I did.
Hey, she's Arabic. She'll kick you. Yeah.
And from the back.
She sneaks up.
From the back.
Or she'll throw a rock at you.
Yeah, strap on bombs. Never mind.
All right, so listen, before we wrap this up, I got to ask you a couple more questions about Pop. Only because, you know, I was fortunate enough to meet him. I know you got a tight-knit thing with him. Give me a little idea, like, you know, what it is like after the match and first conversation with Pop and him being that knowledgeable. What is it that conversation really like? I mean, does he call you? You call him? If the phone rings really fast after the match, does that mean you're in more trouble?
Nah, I mean, usually home games or away games, each one's different. He usually gives me time on away games. I usually call him after away games, because he knows I have to get sorted out and get back to the hotel and then call him. But on home games, usually I'll get into the locker room, shower. I usually see him right after the game. He'll say, good game, son. And then usually when I get home, we'll start discussing the game, and then he'll start telling me my positives. You did this well. Very good at this. Very good. Keep that up. Make sure you do this more. And then he'll just start. Then the criticism starts, and, you know, he starts telling me the things that I need to correct and what I needed to improve on, what I shouldn't have done and what I could have done better in that position, runs that I could have made or balls that I could have played, or maybe I should have shot from this angle, maybe I shouldn't have taken this extra touch. But that's usually when we get home and we're just sitting on the couch together and just...
What's the fastest you ever watched a match? What's the fastest you ever watched a match? Played it, then you watched it.
Oh,
Where you're either way excited or way pissed. One of the two.
Probably pissed.
I've got... Matt had a question here for him. It's superstitions.
That's interesting.
And I, when I looked, I thought that was interesting, too. Do you have any superstitions?
Okay.
Sorry, Chris.
It's okay.
Well, okay. Because of my faith, I don't believe in superstitions. But I do have certain things that could seem superstitious still. Like...
They're superstitious, but you don't call them that because you're...
No. I'll put it like this. I'm not super. I don't believe that anything's going to actually change, you know? But, you know, while it's kind of fun to just have, like, a little routine or a theme going, you know, like right now I'm not shaving this thing we want to call
Goatee or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Chin beard.
It's kind of growing. So.
Pubic hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
So you're not shaving?
I haven't shaved it since we haven't lost. And then
I hope you look like a billy goat.
No, at some point if it's just ugly and unattractive,
no,
I'm gonna
try. I don't give a shit. It means we haven't you scoring and we're not losing. I want Rip Van Winkle.
Alright, here's another one. Pre-match food.
Oh, my mom makes it. It's vodka sauce? No, what is it? Vodka sauce with shrimp, shrimp and pasta.
Sauce.
Nice. What do you feel about AstroTurf?
I hate it.
You know the women's thing are suing everybody for playing on that.
Yeah, I saw Sydney LaRue got messed up pretty bad.
She good looking, Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney LaRue was a pretty girl. Sydney was definitely between her and Lolo Jones.
And Hope.
Hope.
Home Solo?
Yeah, Alex.
She's got a mean right cross.
We have a question. What's your favorite or best looking female soccer athlete?
Ooh, that's a good one. Soccer athlete?
Yes.
Between Sydney Leroux and Alex. Yeah. Right. There was one Swedish player, actually. I don't remember her name, though.
Canadians. Those Canadians aren't bad.
Yeah,
either.
I heard. I saw one or two players also. Yeah, they weren't bad.
Here's a soccer question from the chat room. How big are your balls?
Size 5 standard.
Yeah. Very happy with that.
Matt has something on his notes that says left or right footed. I don't know what that means.
Are you left or right handed footed?
I'm ambidextrous. But I use right, and I guess strong shots would be my right more. But I like to cross with my left, cutting in and crossing with my left to whip it in.
Good answer. Right?
And we got...
Well, listen, before we end this, we gotta thank Fafa for coming over.
It was fun, man. It's a blast to be with you guys.
Now he's a big international star. We're lucky enough to get him. He's not Instagramming.
Shirts after him.
Yeah.
This shirt is... No, hey, honestly, Chris, I appreciate this.
We'll get a picture of that after the show.
But we want to thank Fafa for coming over, and thanks for everybody for listening, and make sure you tune in again next Thursday night.
Game this Sunday, 4 o'clock, and then next week at home on Friday.
You know it.
3 points.
Let's ride it out with that train, baby.